This is the learning of the Gemara on Dalvin on the Aleph, where the Gemara quotes in the first of Tehillim, the Dalvin on the Aleph, Dalvin's chapter on his Baruch Hu. Shama nafshi ki chasid on him. So his Baruch Hu should give him a sense of all the Shmire, because he does things with Shmire Shure Sadin. So the Gemara gives a different interpretation of what he did, but obviously he's asking us on his Baruch Hu for special Shmire, because he does need a chasidus. So the Gemara asks on the bottom, that 10 lines in the bottom of Dalvin and Aleph. What is the difference?
Yeah.
It is usually means the same issue as Adin. It's going to mean they do the dinim very well. They do the dinim very well. Some of it just means he just does the dinim. Actually, might mean he does it very well. It just means the same issue as Adin.
Way more. Way more.
Second Mark Kasher, David Nikon and Napshe Chassid, was he so convinced about himself that not only does he keep the din properly, he even goes with Nimishur Asadim, that's a chassid. He goes with Nimishur Asadim, in fact, the Gemara of Hafsir, at the end of the Dabar HaShemar, he says, I'll sustain him in that Hashemar, if you come over here, the Sheikh will say, Chomos, lay him on to the road to Hashem the other time. What does he say? After this Baruch Hu should protect me, I'll sustain him in that Hashemar. To come over here, the Sheikh will say, Chomos, the people, he had enemies who were out to get him, and if not for the fact that he had such a munah, and after his Baruch Hu, and he was strengthened with his munah, he would have been completely ripped apart by his enemies. Lulehemanti, the rest of the Tavashim, the Eretz Chaim. So what does that mean, Lulehemanti? It's not for the fact that I had a munah. It means that he did have a munah. He had a munah Hashem, and this is what saved him. So the Gemara says, though, that on that word, Luleh, there are nekudas to darshan. The son of Mishmei, the Rav Yosef, you have an abraisa, love enough about Luleh, how come there are four nekudas? On the word Luleh, that's where it has an artism, they have four nekudas. The Mashiach has a whole fuss over here, that he thinks that there are only two nekudas. He wants to fire, everything else says there are two. But in all the regular films, it has four nekudas in every letter of Luleh. He feels that if you're going to have nekudas only on two, it'll fire for a certain difficulty here. So the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, why the nekudas on the word Luleh? How do you touch pshat in the pasuk? It's not for the fact that he had a moon, the lyrics to Hashem, the Eretz Chaim. So the simple pshat, the Mephoshim, I think Rashi on that pasuk in Tehillim says. They chased him in the days of Shaul, he had a rank of Chutzalor. And then he said at that time, Hashem, he won also caught him. And he said at that time, when he was chased into, when he had to run away from the enemies, they said the enemies thought that they'll keep him out of there until he'll never come back. And he says, it's not for the Amunah that I have, Liras the Tuv Hashem, the Eretz Chaim, I had Amunah that I will return back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Tuv Hashem, the Eretz Chaim refers to coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So he had Amunah in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and he succeeded later, and he came back, and his enemies didn't keep him in Chutzlo. They didn't succeed. So the Gemara has a different taisha. Eretz Achayim, that it doesn't refer to Eretz Yisrael, it refers to Olam Haba. So he said he had Amunah that there is an Olam Haba, and that's what saved him. Okay, he had Amunah in the Rebbeinu Shlomo that there is Olam Haba. But then Rabbi Yosi Darshan is more than that. Not only Eretz Achayim, the Olam Haba, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlo, he says it's Nalkud, there in the Kudus, on the word Luleh, to indicate that Dovin HaMelech knew that there is an Olam Haba, where the Tzadikim are rewarded and the Rishayim are punished, but he was mistaken whether he's going to get a Chelek in that Olam Haba. Muftahani Bukho, Rabbani Shalom, I have a moon, Shat and Rishayim, Sachat HaRul Tzadikim, Lossi Lava, and he gives punishment to the Rishayim. Avalani Yadeh, but he doesn't know where he fits into the picture. Yesh L'chelek Beinem, does he belong among the Tzadikim or among the Rishayim? So Rabbi Yosi somehow sees this in the word Luleh. The fact that the word Luleh has Nekudas on top of it, that's why it's a subject. That's why the Mashal works very hard. Why should the Nekudas help the word Luleh comes a difficult shot? I don't know. But somehow he says that from this person you see that David was Mishlup. The Akad David says, Shama Nashi Kechotid Ani, if in the same state they tell him that he's not sure whether he's going to go to Olam Haba, whether he's going to be rewarded or not. That is the Hasidus itself.
If he remembers his name is yours or something,
maybe this topic that he said, no, he wanted to make sure I mean, he wasn't sure he was going to go to other mountains, but what he did write, he said he
went beyond it to make sure.
To make up. I don't know. This is different times of the life.
Yes, partially.
The Torah. So some have the Gemara holds that it's a kasha. This is a Torah. This is a Torah. So the Gemara holds that this is a kasha. So the Gemara gives a different Torah. And for the Gemara, Shema Yigramachet. Now she says, that's the Torah. Shema Yigramachet. He knew that at present he was a chassid. Not only does he keep the mitzvah satayr, he even goes with really sure chassid. And yet he's mesupik whether he's going to go to Olam Haba, whether he's going to be rewarded, whether he's going to be punished. So what he meant to say was, he knows that now he's a tzaddik. It doesn't necessarily imply that in another 20, 30 years he'll remain a tzaddik.
Also, we don't know exactly how to balance those things. Does he have
a tzaddik? So sometimes the Gemara assumes that David HaMelech understood himself very well. He sizes himself up very well, and when he judges himself that he's a chassid, it is correct. He's just nervous about the future, but just because at present he's a tzaddik, I'm not telling you in the future he won't change. How can that be? That a person knows that he's such a tzaddik from such a truma family, the Gemara says, David HaYishai, Yishai was one of the world's greatest tzaddikim. Martha spoke about another. Yisha was one of the three who died with the mutti, who died without ever having sinned. He had such a shrum background and everything. How can he, and he was brought up shrum and everything, with all his shrum, how can he think about himself that he could possibly sin in the future, that he should be worried, what he couldn't rely on himself, that he's going to remain an observant Jew? But the Gemara says, as we know, Kidderab Yankit Ari, you already had a contradiction. The Sufuk says, because his Bokha promises Yankit Ravino as he's running away from Esau. He's running away from Esau that he shouldn't kill him. I'll protect you and everything. And then when he's coming back, there is disruption. He was very, very nervous. What was he so nervous about? After all, he was from, and his father was from, and his grandfather was from, and his brother was from Thomas, and everything was wonderful. What is he worried about? Oh, so the Gemara says, obviously he was afraid. Even though he knew that he started off from, maybe he was in chutzlot in some of the years, maybe he already forgot what it means to be frum. And maybe he's really not frum anymore. Maybe he made a mistake, maybe he has sinned in the past. The Gemara says, do you see that such a thing is shy?
How can you say that?
He
will give an example.
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara says later that a person, the Gemara makes such a statement, that a person only becomes a balavere if in his past he wasn't always so strong. He once was not observant, and then he became a Baal Tshuva, so then he went back to what he was originally. Or to begin with, he wasn't so observant. But if he was religious all the way back, he was brought up by religious parents, and he was brought up by the religious Jew, still a mature age, and that's like a guy is in his 40s, 50s, 60s, and he's observant. So you have to be afraid that maybe in the future he's going to become not observant. Why? Everything was from all from a background. How could it be? And yet the Gemara makes this comparison. The Gemara says that David was afraid, even though he was brought up by a frugal family, he was from to the mature age. He was afraid, look, Yankel Avinu was brought up in a frugal home. And he was observant for so many years. So just like he was afraid, Shema Gemara Maka, so to
one
day. One chait will cause him to lose the haftachah. I don't know. One chait, you're going to lose your whole other model.
Especially with
the
Could be. The movie gives an example of what happened in Beirut. The Shishimish became Musa for so many years and still in order to end, they became the... You have a leader of the Nabis. They see that these things... They
go over the castle to the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the steer from this Gemara, that's the kasha. That's the Mepharshim on the Ayanki, that's the steer from this Gemara. I don't know. Then the Gemara says, Kibisanya, as we find in the Braisa that there is such a consideration. Yavram, Kashem Ad Yavram, Zukaniso, Enod Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Yisrael speak about the Kriyat Yamsa. So why did they mention it twice? Ad Yavram Hashem, when they crossed over the Yamsu. What's Ad Yavram Zukanisa? Why Ad Yavram? So the Gemara says, the Pshutish on Nikra is a shir, a poem. So sometimes in a poem you repeat things. But the Gemara has a Derech HaDrash, that the Kavana behind it is, Ad Yavram Hashem is referring to the Bia Rishayna. It's referring to... It's referring to the... What do they say in our Gushim? That Hashem should protect the Jewish people. Oh, he should bring Beis on this Yavram Hashem till they'll cross over the Yarden. So why does it say twice that Yavram? It doesn't refer to Kriyas Mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say twice? It's referring to the coming of Bnei Yisrael twice into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, before they already came into Eretz Yisrael, they knew that there was going to be a Golus, that they would have to come back a second time. Right. No, the Tzukim say that later HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, so the Tzukim the Tehillim and the Tzukim the Yecheskel say that at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim they were told that there was going to be a Golus and then they would have to come back to Eretz Yisrael a second time, but before the Chet HaMeraglim they didn't know such a thing. But this apparently was B'derech HaNevuah Nibu B'lo Yodim HaShenibu, and they thought that the coming of Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be Moshe Mashiach, this is going to be the ultimate. Right, this is going to be the ultimate of goal of history, the whole creation of the world. But since they said twice, so this is like a print of Nibur with Yod HaMashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu was alluding to the fact he didn't understand himself, but that's what the Nibur was. It's going to be a Birishan and a Birishnir. The Birishan was when they crossed over the Yad in the days of Yishuv Benun, and they gave their self the Kedusha the first time. And the Avram Zukanisa refers to the Birishnir. So because the two are referred to in the same pasuk, the Birishan with the Birishnir, they're coming back from Golas Babel, is written right after the coming in Eretz Yisrael by Yeshua ben Nun, Mikan Omer Chachamim, from the Hekesh, between the two Knesset Loret, the Tanaim said, Uyim Ho Yisrael Yoshus Lam Nez Bimei Ezra, Kedach Shanat Lam Nez Bimei Yehoshua ben Nun. Really, the Biyoshmir should have been, with those of some ultimate, Nisim and Atloyes, and that should have been the ultimate goal. That should have been Yimot HaMashiach, that should have been the Tachlis Abri Hashemayim Boaret. Elo Shegoram Hachet crept in later, and this plan was not fulfilled. What Chet crept in later? That's Shana. What Chet is the Gemara referring to here? Because of some Chet.
They didn't go. There was intermarriage.
That was the owners. But they didn't have an independent Jewish government in the beginning because only used to look at Shmonoim. And they were always under the government of the Goyim. They really deserved to have the Yishmir should have been like in the days of the Yishmir, it should have been a Jewish government. That was part of the punishment. But what was the Ched Rashi doesn't say? Some of them said the Ched was they didn't want to go. That's the Pasuk Shatim Gemara in the first parak in Yuma. They didn't want to go. The back there you saw, when they got permission from the king, to go, everybody wanted to stay in Babel.
Very few people wanted to stay in Babel. Yad HaRoma means that you wouldn't have needed the permission from Koresh. They would have gone like Yeshua, get up as a big army and conquer it. So after Koresh gave permission, there was no any more of Yad HaRoma anyway. It was already, so couldn't
have been this war. Nobody was planning. Before he gave permission, after he gave permission, no one was planning to go back there. After he gave permission, no one went.
So now that we were planning, so the Hedges were flattening, I call it. Now that we've planned this,
I understand it is a Hedges plan. Okay, it's an undermine. That's what some of us would say. The Gorma Hedges means Grandma had refers to the Chet that they didn't want to go. Other Mepharshim say no, the Chet was the intermarriage with the Avodah Zarah, with the assimilation and everything. That was Grandma Chet. Not the Chet that they didn't want to go back. Different Mepharshim on the Gemara and Yuma, that's different show.
They didn't have that kind of a rebuilding the country.
Yeah, that's a different question. Yeah. The fact that you didn't have to be the Kaddish, the Mikdash again, that's a different issue.
But the hard
thing, whether you have to be the Kaddish, that's a different issue. But the question is, they didn't have an independent government. And the prophet said about Dvarim, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin in the second text. The prophet said about Dvarim is first to establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, and then to wipe out Zarashah and Moloch, and then to build the Beit HaMikdash. And the Bais Sheni, they didn't go in order. They never had a Jewish government until the Hashmonaim took over. And then it wasn't the proper government. Because there's a special Yafusa from the Pasuk. The government, the Melech, is really supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. Or Yosef Shevet Yehuda. And even for the Yevet, if you appoint a king from another Shevet, not from Yehuda, for the Yevet is a Din Melech. But it's supposed to be from any Shevet, but not from the Kohanim. He's supposed to be careful not to appoint a Melech from the Kohanim. He's supposed to have separation of church and state. The Kohanim is supposed to be in charge of the religion. And the government is not supposed to be in the same hands of the people who are in charge of the religion. That's what they had in Bayeshen. They said they never really had a proper Jewish independent government in the Bayeshen. So everything was done out of order. So that's what the Gemara is speaking about. The whole Bayeshen was incomplete. The Beis HaMikdash was incomplete. The Gemara says it was missing so many different things. Bayeshen was chaser chamisha dvarim because it didn't go in order. It didn't go in order. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is only when you have Rav Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mufarshim ask, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, so why did they build the second Beis HaMikdash if you didn't have the majority of the Jewish people was not living in Eretz Yisrael at that time? They stayed in Bava, they stayed in Kippur. So they say it was a Harirah Shor. The whole Beis Sheni was on the Harirah Shor. The Iker Admin, there was no obligation. The Bina Derai said there was no obligation to build the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Chinuch. Yeah, that's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, in Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says because of the fact that the majority of the Jews didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, so things were missing. The Gemara said the Ferishim Ksubis and the Second Ferishim Ksubis that the obligation to be Machish Challah was only Midah Rabbanon. Even in the days of Ezra and Bayis Sheni, it was only Midah Rabbanon because there wasn't a Bias Kulchem. First, the Gemara says just the reverse. First, the Gemara starts off in the Second Ferishim Ksubis. But even if you should say that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Batla, and there's no Kedushas Eretz now, but the Chiyuv Challah would be Min HaTorah. Why should Challah be different from Shumus and Maisus and all the other mitzvahs? But the Gemara says because in the Shevesh HaKivsh and the Shevesh HaChilk in the first 14 years, when Yeshua Ben-Nun came into Eretz Yisrael for the first 14 years, there was yet no Kedushas Eretz. The Kedusha was only given to Dolayan, after the completion of the Chalukah Torah, after the Kibush for Chalukah. And still, we learn out from the Pasuk Kisavaya Ho'aret that the Din of Chalah begins right away. So they had an obligation to be Mafish Chalah right away. The Diyas Ho'aret, when they came in before Kedusha, they see that the Chiyuv Chalah is unrelated to Kedusha Torah. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's an obligation to be Mafish Chalah. So the Gemara says, even if one should assume that Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, it's only Midrabbanon, that's no Kitchulot alone, there's no Kedushot Midaraisa, but still there'll be a Chiyuv Challah Midaraisa, because Challah, you see, doesn't depend on Kedushot. That's why I write in the first 14 years. Then the Gemara says, no, the Din is just the reverse. And even if you should assume that Kitchulot Silavoy, that there is a Kedushot in Eretz Yisrael today, Minatayra, but the Chiyuv Challah is only Midrabbanon, Bechola Deir. Why? But the Gemara says, no, because the Chiyuv Challah also depends also depends on the Kedusha, and the Kedusha has to be endowed by a Diyas Kulchem, by everybody coming. But again, the Trumas and Maizes, that depends on Kedusha Soros, that's one kind of Kedusha Soros, that depends on Kiddush Bechilo. But again, the Challah depends on Kedusha Soros, a different kind of Kedusha Soros. A Kibush, when you make a Kibush, that endows the land with Kedusha. So even if one should assume that Zman Hazeh, there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Maizes Min HaTorah because Kedusha Shniyah was Batla, but again, even if I should assume that the Kedusha Shniyah was like Batla and there's a Chiyuv Trumas and Maizes today Min HaTorah, but the Chiyuv Challah there wasn't even during Bayis Sheni, there wasn't a Chiyuv Challah Min HaTorah. Why? Because the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla in days of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha was Batla, and Challah also depends on Kedusha Torah. But it's a different Mekadosh. Instead of the Mekadosh of Kibush Lechiluk, it's the Mekadosh of Diyas Kulchem, and everybody comes. And the first time in the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun, there was a Diyas Kulchem. And the second time, the Gemara says there was no Diyas Kulchem. So and that's how we pass the Halacha. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that even in the days of Ezra, there was no Chiyuv Challah Min HaTorah. No, Pasha Pshat the majority, because even the days of the Shul Ben Nun, Reuven had brought Mechat Hashem, Tam and Asher left their families back home in Eber Yaakov, so they never came in Eretz Yisrael. But Diyas Kulchem, no Shana, had Kedusha Torah. Yeah, but still a Shana, whether it's part of the Iker of Eretz Yisrael, or has Kedusha, because if I wrote this on the Sofer, has Kedusha, based on the din that if the Jewish nation conquers additional territories, they can endow those areas also with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But that's a big deal in an Acharonim, whether Ebrah Yardin had a Kedusha B'Torah Eretz Yisrael proper, or only B'Torah Eretz Yisrael.
The one that says that
when
the Torah Eretz
Well, good question, I don't know. No, so you see, again, for this, so you see from the Gemara, you see from that Gemara in Sugat HaKhobeis, that there are some things that depend on literally Biyat Kuchen, whether the majority of the Jewish people came there to Torah. You find that when it gets to Yovel, as it is. The Gemara learns that in the Pesach that it says by Yovel, across and draw bars with all your shver. When they blow shaker on him, Kippish HaYovel, so all the status go back to the original owners and all the Avodim Ivrim go free. So the Gemara's Medayik on the Pesach is cross and draw bars with all your shver to all the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, only this man should call your shver HaAleho. And if you don't have Kol Yisrael Leah, then the din of Yovel doesn't apply.
Right.
So in Bai Sheni, the Gemara says during the end of the period of Bai Rishon, after some of the Shvatim went into Golos, so the Yovel ceased to exist. And during the Bai Sheni, that's a dispute between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether the din of Yovel existed only with the Rabbana. It says the Teresh in the Mishnah that they observed the laws of Yovel, but was it only with the Rabbana that wasn't observed in Asherah? The Rashi Shita is that Kol Yisrael Leah is identical with the concept of Biyat Kulchem. Siyas Kulchem, that he gets a challah. There's clearly been a Biyas Kulchem. And by Sheni, challah was only with the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara Sugat HaKhobeis. So Biyas Kulchem simply means the majority of the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael. So by Sheni, they didn't have this. So there was a Biyas Kulchem, and that's why challah was only the Rabbanon. And what about Yovel? The Gemara has a different passage with a different phraseology. It's not based on Kisavoyo Horst, it's based on a different passage across from Jehovah's to Chol Yashveho, as much as Chol Yashveho Aleho. So there Rashi and Gittin, Perakashara claims that Kol Yisrael Leah means the same thing as Biyat Kulchem. We have the majority of the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael, or they're not living in Eretz Yisrael. And you point out that the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not correct, it's not an error, and also the Tosafot is. That the Rabbeinu Tam holds that these two concepts are not identical. Biyat Kulchem means literally whether the majority of the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Leah just means whether every Shevet is represented. Even if it's man by Shemi, the Rabbeinu Tam admits, the majority of the Jewish people stayed in Chutz La'aretz, but still every Shevet was represented. And the Pesukim say how many thousands of Jews came from every Shevet. It was a drop in the bucket, it was hardly anybody. It was a very low percentage of the total population, way less than 50%, but the Pesukim say that there was clearly a representation of every Shevet. So I think that that's sufficient with respect to the din of Kol Yisrael Aleho. But then again, to the din of the Kulchem is not, so there was lacking. The halachas were weaker also. The religious observance was weaker than Man Bai Sheni because of the fact that they didn't have Kol Yisrael Aleho. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. That to have the chiyuv to build a Beis HaMikdash is only when you have the majority of the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. This chayv of the Gimel Mitzvahs, which Rashi says in Sanhedrin. So he says when the majority of the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. He says in Bai Sheni, they didn't enter, the majority of the Jews didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So in Yikaradin, there was a chiyuv. There was a Yikaradin, there was no mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. It was only the Torah of Rasha. The whole Tkufas Bai Sheni, the whole Beis HaMikdash was only Haru Rasha. Same concept. The whole thing was only Haru Rasha. It had to be Al Pi Navi anyway. You're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash without the authorization of a Navi. But over here, the Navi authorized them to build a Bais Rishon in fulfillment of a mitzvah they write of building a Beis HaMikdash. When the Nevi'im, Chagat Chai Malachi, authorized them to build a Bais Sheni, that was not, according to the Sefer Chinuch, it was not in fulfillment of the mitzvah they write of building a Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing was purely Haru Asho Al Pi Navi. You gotta have a Navi for real building a Beis HaMikdash also, but that's for authorization. And then once you build this, then it's a mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Here Bais Sheni wasn't. The lower level of the Rabbana, right. The Gemara has a lot of coolers. And Chalas Kutlas that don't apply to Chalas Ezra, so even though Chalas Ezra itself is only the Rabbana. And the Shmir Shabbos came across in one of the footnotes, he points out that there's a difficult disparity still on Mishnah in some place where he says that whenever the Chumas Samaitis is only the Rabbana, so you have all of these coolers of Chalas Kutlas. He points out that it's absolutely not correct. And I tell you, have a lot of times, yeshiva brachim don't rely on the hashgach of the rabbanut. So when they buy something, so the matzah shumas minus all over again. So a lot of them, let's say, they buy soda. The soda has flavoring, and sugar has flavoring. So you have to be matzah, if you don't rely on the rabbanut, you don't rely on the hashgach, you have to be matzah on your own. So a lot of yeshiva brachim, what they do is they drink to the bottom of the bottle, and then they'll be matzah, they'll leave over a little bit, then they'll be matzah on what's left on the bottom, on what they already ate. The food, you have to go on Azazah first to eat the tevo, and then you mafish afterwards. No, then you leave over the rest, you pour it out, and you leave over. whoever heard of such a thing, so the Gemara has such a thing, that if I buy, let's say, bread cake or cookies, and I think that they want mafishkala, I'm afraid that maybe they forgot to be mafishkala. The thing is, he can even eat everything as long as he leaves a little bit over, then you mafishkala, and it can pop in the table of mafresh. Do it in advance.
You can do it.
Even applied in Eretz Yisrael when you're being mafish something that the Hechid HaProsh is only the Rabbanon. So the Shnei Shabbos Kachas points out one place that it's not connected. This is the Seirish and Din, here and there, that it doesn't apply. The special Kula that only applies to Chalas Kutzlos. It's a lower level of the Din the Rabbanon. Not all the Din the Rabbanon are on the same level. So that's what the Gemara says, because it was Gar Mached, therefore this Nebuah was never Mekuyim. How can this be if the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos that whenever there's a Nebuah L'Toyfa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never back out from that Nebuah. If there's a Nebuah L'Rah, another 40 days Minzah will be Nefachas, and then the Nebuah was changed. So Nebuah L'Rah doesn't necessarily mean it's absolute. Nebuah L'Rah means contingent on lack of tshuva. They do tshuva, if there are any other solutions, so the Nebuah will not be fulfilled, not be Mekuyim. But if it's a Nebuah L'Toyfa, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never chayzer on that. So how can it be over here? If Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al Yavram HaKal Shem, Al Yavram HaKal Isi, he spoke about Dir Shnir, who kish to Dir Rishayna, so how come the Dir Shnir wasn't really Gor Machet? It can't be the Gor Machet.
So it was Lerah. It was Lerah for the Yom Asylum.
It could have been without punishing anybody. They could have come to Eretz Yisrael and lived peacefully with all the Arabs there, whatever, with all the people who were there. And the Jews would have taken it. It would have been Nisim and Ismael without bloodshed. Could have been without that also.
Well, bloodshed was not Hindu. I mean, Yeshua was also bloodshed. I mean, that's
no, no, but he says, this is called the Nevuah Lerah. Part of the Nevuah is Lerah for the Yom HaSoyim. The angels will come in and wipe out the Yom HaSoyim. Could be. I saw some of the Persian point out, they think that thus ha'if nishke Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ad Yavram HaShem, Ad Yavram Tzibunis, he himself was Nibu V'lo Yodam HaShinibu. He himself didn't realize that he was alluding to two different Nevuahs. It's later on that Chacham himself says that was the Kavanah of the Rabban Yishua. But the Rabban Yishua never spelled it out the Perich. But this is not called the Nebuah, the type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind. That is by Yankov of him. Yankov, you know, has promised, Tinan Archiv, Cheshmatich, Bukhoroshatech, Mashigotich, Al-Horat, Hashem. He promised the Mefurish everything from A to Z. So what's that Hashem of Goram HaChet over there?
Isn't it only three that the says it?
Says it to someone else.
Oh. It's in peril of the Novice interpretation. Only if it's only in peril, there's no Hashem on there. There's a rule that Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And he assumed it was the being of a damn
But Yankov was the next promise. Oh, so that's the shot. Yankov was the next promise. So obviously, where Shema Yigur Machet? No, but he was afraid. How could he be afraid? He does know that the Bula Taiva is never overturned.
Rabbi Kochanan
has an answer on this, and Hagdomah to one of his tshuvas for him. He writes the minigas that everybody writes a Hagdomah with drashas. He's going to write also drashas. The whole tshuva sefer is so heavy halachas. He has a whole Hagdama with a long drasha on this kasha. So that's what he says, that the only time this klal applies and the Nevuah L'Toyfa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never back out from, is only if the Nevuah is delivered to someone else. And the Rambam explains why, because otherwise, how can you ever test to see if the person is a Navi Sheker or a Navi Amos? It says in the Torah, if the Navi says something is going to happen and it doesn't happen, then you know that he's a Navi Sheker. So how can you prove? He can always raise another angel and say, the Ribbono Shel Olam changed his mind. How do we prove that the Ribbono Shel Olam changed his mind? So go do me something, sir. How can you give me an answer? So obviously, you see from the Chumash that the Nebuah has not changed. So the Gemara just has a tradition that that only goes on a Nebuah that's neutral. He says it's going to snow tomorrow and it doesn't snow. He says it's going to rain and it doesn't rain. So there's going to be an eclipse, and there's no eclipse. Or he says the Nebuah of the Talibah. But if he says the Nebuah of the Ruah, then the Gemara has a tradition. The Nebuah of the Ruah can be changed. But if he says someone's going to die and he doesn't die, he can't give me an Einish Mitzvah, so because I'll say the Nebuah shall change his mind. He decided to give me a follow-up break. But then there's a whole flower fly if the Nebuah was delivered by the Navi to somebody other than himself. But Yaakov Avinu was given the Nebuah directly. That's what he's saying. The Nebuah hates burning Nitzvah story. When he delivers the message, he pronounces it. The Navi tells it to someone else. But if he has a Haftacha direct from the Baruch Shalom, that's not called the Nebuah that tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't break it. It's a Haftacha, so he's a type of French. The Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah there's a Tchilos Man Kriyashma. The Mishnah only quotes one sheet. The Tchilos Man Kriyashma is based on Tuchab. We learned in the Dreisan on the Seisan, based on this. And six different sheets. Before Seisan Tuchab, way before Shir, different Man. And then the Mishnah has three different sheets about when it's Tuchab Man Kriyashma. The Rav Leizer says to the end of Tuchab Hashmur Rishon until the first third of the night. The Chacham say Tuchab Tzayis. And Rabbi Gamliel says, all night long. So the Gemara wants to know, Bishleim, that laser we understand. Chachomim kiman, svi'olahu. Says the Gemara, this sheet doesn't make any sense at all. It says, b'shach b'chol. What do you mean b'shach b'chol? Either means it's man that people are going to sleep, or means called man that people are sleeping. See, it means it's man that normal people are going to sleep. So then that laser should be right. That you can only recite creation until the first third of the night. Normal people are going to sleep by the first third of the night. It means called man that people are sleeping, so it should be all night long. The people, the tzaddikim, the hasidim, and shemites, they wake up at chatzos to say to the chatzos. The normal people are sleep all night long. So where do you get the shir of chatzos? That's what the Gemara is. Chacham keman svir elohu. How do they translate the pasuk? B'shach b'cho. The Ikarab Lezer, the Olympic types, the word Bishach B'chol, when people are going to sleep, is Lame Ikarab Lezer. Let them say, I'm sorry, Hashem HaRishayim. Ikarab Lezer, the Olympic, they hold their Rechon Lezer, Bishach B'chol, the Tidush HaMinus is, when people are sleeping, so then they should play all night long. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Olympic Ikarab Lezer, they hold the same as Rechon Lezer, as far as the Tidush HaMinus, that Bishach B'chol means when people are sleeping. When they say, Chatzai, it's only with the Rabbonik, the Lahachi Kasad Min Aver. Isn't that the way we read the Mishnah? Isn't that how it says in the Mishnah? Same shtick of the Gemara. What is the Gemara? The Gemara says, Chachamim Yoylam, Chacham Hol Nefer, Ram Yil Filu. Oh, the Kami, Yad Chatzai, Sidar Ayach, Kshodim, and Adair, Kid Itanyo. As it says in the Braisa, Chachamim Mos Asiyav, Lidid Reyem, Kidei Shaloi Hei, Odom Bo Min Asad Abba Eret. Person shouldn't come home from the office in the evening. You're in the air, let him think in his mind. Hey, look at the taste, you have a home. I'll have a little bit to eat. There's the kimo, have a drink, take a little nap. You should kimo. The acha kachekru kriyashma, there's power. Then I'll go to shul and I'll dab myra at 10 o'clock. And the vile of the chutzpah to shino, he'll fall asleep. And into yashin kol alayla, he'll sleep through the whole night. So we don't want that to happen. So what do we say, avo? What you have to do is the following. Adam Bonin Asadab with Erev. The guy comes home from the office. He shouldn't go home to eat supper first. He should go straight to shul. Right before this man. He can't daven yet, unless he comes home early. So he should, how long is it going to take till it's going to be this man? If it's 15 minutes before the sun comes home in the summertime, and let's say he already davened in the office, comes home in the summertime, and it's an hour before shkia. And then I have to go home and eat supper. And then you go to shul later and daven after it's coming. He comes home in the wintertime. Let's say it comes a little early, he says, it's not yet his man to daven Meir. So what's he going to do in shul? He's going to put it in the stump? The man says, no, he should go to the Beis HaKnesses, he should be Mavis Edrim, or Belikro, Korek. If he knows that it's his practices, he learns Tanakh, that's his Madrega, learn him Tanakh. And what, Belishna, Shona. If he knows Mishnayis, then let him learn Mishnayis for the 15 minutes. And after it's time to daven Meir, then he should daven Meir, then he should go home and eat supper. Then the Korek Kriyashma is followed, because Krishna daven Meir, V'yechot Tita Mavorech, and then he should go home. So what did the Gemara discover in this Brisa that they didn't know in the Mishnah? It's the same thing in the Mishnah. It's the same thing in the Mishnah. That we're afraid that the Sala is going to forget to say creation. What's added on in the Brisa? חכם אמר בסיוג לדבריים.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on the show. Well,
you'll
tell us over this. What's the one from the hockey? Why is it another day? It's not another day. It's just a hockey sawdust from not fulfilling the lips.
Yeah.
Not really another day. Very strange people of Gemara. What do they quote from the Brice? Ah, the Brice certainly had something more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the harkoka this yod was that you have to say kriyashma before chatzoy. The Brice has another harkoka that you should eat supper. That's what Tesis points out. Mikan Mashma, very strange place. Mikan Mashma, from the right is Mashma. What do you mean Mashma? It says like Amar, that you're not allowed to eat supper before you have Myra. And the Tesis talk about it. What does Tesis say? Mikan Mashma, when you show Shehidiyah, Zman, Kriyashma, Shalaila, Sheino, Lechel, Snude, Ashika, Kriyashma, Vistalavi. Change that, let me discuss. What is the Mikan Mashma? So we understand. So we understand clearly the Brice is adding on something much more than the Mishnah. Yeah, but what did the Gemara discover more in this Brice that they didn't sleep in the Mishnah? I mean, in the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says is the reason for the Chachamim. But maybe that's not the true reason. Maybe the true reason is a different reason. Maybe the Chachamim really hold the Chatzai. Is it in their Raita? So they hold basically like Rabbi Lezer. That is, up until the time that people are going to sleep, in principle, in theory, they hold like Rabbi Lezer. But they disagree, in fact, yeah? Yeah? So that was the Gemara Sufik. That's what Rabbi Kivega on the Mishnah is supposed to not find. That was the Gemara Sufik. Maybe the Chachamim really hold like Rabbi Lezer. When they say Chatzai, it's really a Dindar Raisa. How is it a Dindar Raisa? Rabbi Lezer holds that people are going to sleep only the first third of the night. And they say no, that there are normal people going to sleep the first half of the night till Chatzai. So why didn't the Gemara prove it from the Mishnah? Not the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Gamliel claims is Pshat and Chachamim. Maybe it's not true. So how do you see from the Braisa? Okay. Doesn't mention anything about Chatzai. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says the favorite about Chatzai. He says, but we're not going to take his word for it. Maybe he's giving the wrong shot. So we want to have someone that says the favorite that that's the shot. In the Brisa, doesn't say the favorite. Doesn't say the favorite anything about Chatzai. Says the proper thing is, you're not allowed to eat before you daven Ma'ariv. And the proper thing is to daven Ma'ariv right away at the beginning of the night. If it doesn't say anything about before Chatzai versus after Chatzai,
couldn't you assume that there is a... in terms of priorities, where in the Western Mishnah, it tells you where, a time period, what you can do. So the Brisa has to tell them exactly, it is not that you're governing the Krishna that you do whenever you want, when you finish doing this, and you have extra time, you put it in, the priority you have to take control of the Krishna. Then when you finish this priority, then you can fulfill all the other things. You know,
What's wrong with the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says? They say you don't take Rabbi Gamliel's word for it. So what does it say in the Braisa?
It's possible
that it's right. Right? Right, so where does it say anything about Chatzai? It doesn't say a word about
Chatzai.
I saw the Mishnah as Yankee says that Chatzai is like this. He says he skims over the Lashon quickly. Kedit Tanya says on the fourth line of the Pasch, Chachon was the Shiaz Lidibrayim. What kind of a lashon? Chachamim was a shiag. This is Jair. How about the name of Jair and Jair? What? So they're talking, they're not saying a word about something. They made Jair not to eat supper before he got married. That's Jair and Jair. So he says, Avada, this right is speaking about this Jair that you're Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to, you have to say Kriyashma before Chachoy. And then it says, they made Jair and Jair. He shouldn't come home. No, he'll eat a little bit. He'll take a little nap, and then he'll daven Ma'ariv. The chatzos shina. What can be chatzos shina? He'll sleep. Not that he'll sleep through the whole night. He'll sleep till after chatzos, and then he's going to miss chatzos. So that's what the Brice is referring to. And they knew that this Brice is the Chachamim speaking. It's not Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah says that the Chachamim reason for chatzos is exeret derabbanan. But the Gemara's question is whether he's right or not. Maybe that's not really their reason. Maybe they hold the principle like Rabbi Lezer. That you can only decide Kriyashma till the time that people are going to sleep, and all that people go to sleep, so Chatzai. So the Raya is in the Braita that it says, Chachamim was a Shiyah Gulid Divrehem. They made a gzeira on the gzeira. They made a gzeira on top of the gzeira. I normally don't make gzeira on the gzeira. Normally they're not permitted to make gzeira on the gzeira. It's an I'll face this. The Chacham Yoram, there's a problem. How can the Chacham make any gzeira the Rabbanon? If it says in the Torah, I'll face it. The answer is no. Because you have a pasuk gishmati, and it's mishmati, asu mishmeret, and mishmati. So the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make gzeiros. But if there's a pasuk that limits their authority, and it says mishmati, and mishmati, and Rashi says, well, why mishmeret, and mishmati? Rashi in the first half of the basis says that you're not going to make a mishmeret, and mishmati. So they were never authorized to make gzeiros and gzeiros. But then the Prince Gran says, based on that, Rashi's life says it's an issue of all patients. So the Chachamim are prohibited to make Xero and Xero. So how can they make all the year Xero and Xero? First they made Xero, the Rabbanon, Adin Dibrayim, Adin Dibrayim, Ad Chachayim. And then they, to be Mechazik that, so they made another Din the Rabbanon to prevent people from taking a nap, from forgetting, and Moldav and Ezra Chachayim. They made Xero, not seen something before. Ezra Chachayim and Xero. So the Bryce itself explains why. The only time you don't make Xero and Xero, because we consider that as Shalom and Tzorah. The Chachamim only have a right to make Xeira if there's really a Tzorah. Let's say there's a Hashash. Let's say the Chachamim would be afraid that if you're allowed to see a Shofar or a Hashash Chaliz B'Shabbos, once every 100 years, one Jew would carry a Shofar and Shabbos. They would only be afraid once every 100 years a Jew is going to carry. That's a Mitzvah to the Shechicha that goes to the Rabban. They have no right to make Xeira for a far-fetched thing. Once in 100 years, one person is having a Shabbos, so you're not allowed to make Xeira for them. So it makes such a gzeira because of such a far-fetched hashash, that would be in violation of Balsasis. They have no right to make such a gzeira. Or let's say they're afraid someone's going to violate, the worst thing they're going to violate is an Issa de Rabban. Let's say in the whole world, there's only Carmelists. There's no Rishon Saram the right, there's only Carmelists. And they're afraid that people give out, they're going to allow to Yeshayach on Shabbos, people are going to violate carrying in the Carmelists. It's all hashash that they're going to violate is only with the Rabbanon. So to make Xeris to prevent people from violating their Rabban, that's called Shalom Torah. But what happens if it's not a hashash that once in a while people are going to carry? It's not a double barur, like sleeping at night. People come home from the office and they're tired and they're going to eat and they're going to have a drink and then they're going to take a little nap. And the likelihood is that many, many people will be sleeping Teref Chatzos. They'll wake up later, the baby will wake up in the middle of the night, or the wife will wake him up in the middle of the night. Don't forget to Dab Meiris, so he's going to already Dab Meiris later, but they will miss the Chatzos. So that's a Hashash Korah. So there's a shame thing like that. When are you not allowed to make it Xeru L'Xeru? When it's a Hashash? If it's a Fafesh Hashash, and you have no right to make it Xeru, even auto a Deraisa, it's a Milkul Hashikha L'Gaz Berabonim. If you have a hashash korv miyoi, then you even have a right to make a gzeir and a gzeir. And this is considered a hashash korv miyoi. This is a very strong hashash. The people will fall asleep and miss chatzos. So that's why they made a siyog lidivrayim. Chachamim asi siyog to support the din derabbanan of chatzos. They made another gzeir on top of a gzeir not to eat before. But that's what the Gemara quoted this price, is that if the Chachamim is speaking, it's not Rabbi Ramiel. The Chachamim are speaking, and they're assuming that there's a Gzeir de Rabban of Chatzos, on top of which they piled another Gzeir de Rabban prohibiting you from eating your supper before davening. That's what we said, there's a Machlekes and Achrayim. What about having a snack? Before, Limche, the din is you're not allowed to have a shudah, but to have a snack is permissible. And before, Musaf also permitted to have te'ima, to have, let's say, kiddush, have a little bit in the kiddush, that's Musaf. But to go home and to eat a whole meal and come back to Shulat in the middle of our courses. I know they're going to take so long, so I'll go home and I'll eat my whole meal, I'll come back, and I'll still come back another 3 hours left to the hakol. But the Tzedim Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have a whole meal before Musaf. Just te'ima is Musaf. Before Shacharit, eating te'ima is also. Now let me even be tired. Just water is a machlekes and not on water, but I think tina is also. So what about before Myra? So that's a machlekes achrayim. Maybe before Myra, even tina is also. That's a machlekes. So I want to say that that's what Tosafot says, mikan mashma. What does Tosafot say, mikan mashma? The Gemara says the same as it's also. What does Tosafot say, mikan mashma? So I want to say that Tosafot is meant to say that even tina is also, and that's why it says that it's mashma. That's very not the mashma in
Tzedek.
Yeah, difficult. Yeah, the Gemara says less than a kibetza of bread, less than a kibetza of pas, is called te'ima. Let's say the person never eats bread for supper. He eats a whole big supper. He doesn't wash. He doesn't have bread. I had supper tonight. I didn't have any bread. So that's not called te'ima. Te'ima means if I plan to eat a meal later. So let's say, okay, I'll eat a whole supper now, and I'll have another supper later. I want to eat another supper later. No. But to have a whole meal, to have a whole meal with a potato of tar, I said, that's all.
But,
right, so if anything, it should have been the reverse. If the Gloss and Abraita would have said, Oichal Suda, and Taisus would say, Mikan Mashma, that Lechol Kimo is Osir. So then you can say, Taisus says it's Mashma, but it's not the Seirish, because the Seirish is only to eat a Suda. And Taisus is saying it's Mashma, that even Kimo is Osir. It's just the reverse. The Braita says, Kimo, I'll have a little snack. So from the Braita, it sounds like it's prohibited to have a snack before the Meirah, before you done. And Taisus says, Mikan Mashma, it's Mashma that it's Osir to have a Suda. It's not Osir to have a Suda. That's what it's saying. Why does it say Mikan Mashma? Strange lotion of Tezus. Why they say Mikama? That's a machlok in Tachmanim. Where Rabbi Kivega, quotes on the Shah, it's machlok to the Truma Sadeshim. Rabbi Kivega and Adachanim. Whether Tiyima is Mutta before Ma'ar. This is the same as Shachris. When it comes a new man of the day, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to eat at all before you daven. And he's saying, no, Shachris means when you wake up in the morning, you're not allowed to even have Tiyima before you daven. Lotoch lo kodesh et tisfal ol al lotoch lo adam, lotoch lo kodesh et tisfal ol al vincha. Right. No, so maybe that's not. But also, the Rambam's opinion is that the Tzimah B'chol Yom is there, right? So once a day, every day, you have to daven and atzeres. So the Miri writes in Bava Metzia that according to the Rambam, it could well be that that's Rosh from the Pasuk is a real Rosh Hashanah there, right? The Tzachu Al Adam, the Gemara has many interpretations. So one of them is, the Tzachu Al Kodesh is Tzachu Al Adimchen. You're not permitted to eat before you daven. So he says, oh, like the Rambam, which is a chiv, the right to the daven every day, once a day, every day. So it could be that that's the nisa of the right. So if you say to eat before shachris is the nisa of the right, according to the Rambam, so that they prohibited even tima. But to eat before mincha, mincha from Meiris, you say that their tima is mincha, and just eat a whole food as well for Shema Yishka.
Mincha is the system we're talking about. Is it?
The Kriyashma Mishpah. Yes. The Kriyashma Mishpah. You mean, why did he say Kriyashma early, and then you have to eat the supper, and then you have to get married later? To eat a meal is Zichorot. To eat a meal is Zichorot. What about the Imo? Those are part of the last team. I think they asked it because of the Myrus, like Shakras. They asked because of them, not because of the Kriyashma. Not because of the Kriyashma. That would be Kriyashma. I don't know. I mean, if you say that this Zaira is a Zaira of Zaira, to prevent people from saying Krishna after Hatzor, so they made another Hachoka not to eat before. So then it should only be on the Kriyashma, not on the Meirah. Could be. Now, to look at Shulamah, what's the deal if a person said Kriyashma early? And he thinks that my revelation, is there anything wrong with eating stuff at these schools? Is there a Zera that I bought on that? I thought it was a Zera. I thought it was a Zera. That's the Shaiva. So the Magen Avraham quotes from one of the early Akronim that it's Mutta. He had a minion Kavua, 10 o'clock, and it's Mutta. And the Be'er Sheva tightens against that, so how do you know that it's true? How did you know? Because they made it up. Be'er Sheva has a list of coolers. A list of minhagim that people have, which he doesn't approve of. So this is one of his things that he doesn't have.
Yeah, only people Myers
would know how to get minhagim. That's what they said to Easter, yeah. But mincha will be true. Let's say you're not permitted to eat before mincha. So the Ramot says, what if the Chazan Reish HaKnesses goes around and rings a bell and he gets everybody to come to shul, but then he says you're permitted to eat before mincha? Even if Suda Gdali is permitted to eat before Mincha, because the Chazan Beis HaKnesses is going to call, the Shaman Beis HaKnesses is going to call everybody to shul. And by my reason, Magen Avraham quotes that Kula, and it's a questionable, highly questionable Kula. So that's what the Gemara quoted this price, it's to indicate that the Chazan, the reason for the Chacham really is that it's Exeir de Rabban. Yeah. It doesn't mean an Aver. He won't fulfill the Mitzvah Bishmei. He won't observe the Mitzvah Bishmei Mutam, saying Krishna before Chatzai. It's a violation of the Yisra de Rabbanu. The Yisra de Rabbanu to say before Mutam. It's not really an Aver.
Yeah.
The Pasuk follows from the other king. Yeah. There, it's not an Aver. That he shouldn't eat nicer. In the case of the Mishnah, it's an Aver. They mean the Lashon is a Lashon Mushal. But he used the same Lashon over here.
The Pasuk says,
Could be. Gunson is, you know, Gunson is a different shot. No, not at all. Totally different from where. Could be. Kol HaLayla. Yeah, but it's also not an Avera. If a person misses the same Kriya Shema all night long, it means he didn't do a Mitzvah. He didn't do an Avera. An Avera means he ate Kaze. Yeah, but that's not called an Avera. That's a Ditzel HaMitzvah. That's what he pointed out, that Pimugadim had a difficulty here. Pimugadim had a Chiddush based on a Gemara in Menachos, that the only time that Chachamim are authorized to introduce a Siyav is the Shmat and Eslishmati, if they want to prevent people from violating an Avera. But if they're afraid that people will not observe a Mitzvah Sesei, he has a Chiddush that they have no right to introduce a Siyav because the Shmat and Eslishmati, Yishama Pen Vial means a light test. So that's what he's bothered with this Gemara. So how can they make a Chokhye? But you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzrei. So he says he doesn't think, he says if you don't say like the Rabbeinu Yair said, that after Chatzrei, you're not there to even be the Yadid. You can't fulfill a mitzvah at all even be the Yadid. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. They are said you can say Kriya Shema. So he says, if you say like that, then it's very short. You say not like the Rabbeinu Yair, that the whole being of Chatzrei is only the Chatzchila. So then he says, that's not really there at the Rabban. They introduced the Chatzchila. So that's not really governed with the principles of the Shema Temet Mishmaru. It's not really a siyot, because they never really prohibited anything. They said it's a hidur that you should say Kriya Shema before Chatzrei.
They say you can learn anything but that.
So a strange Rabban here.
The only reason why is
I mean, in the Reisha, no, the Reisha says that he shouldn't say, hey, I'm going to go home and eat.
Right.
And the Reisha goes to...
And then daven, and then learn and daven.
Yeah. No, this learning is in order to spend the next 15 minutes. It's not yet...
It's not time yet.
It's not yet time to daven, so why can't he go home and eat? But the answer is no, because even a half an hour before... Even half an hour before the Ma'amayrev, you're not allowed to begin to eat. So what's he going to do? So let him go learn some Chumash. Whoever violates the Gzeirah the Rabbanon, based on the Pasuk, the Torah Gzeirah Yishachenu Nochol. She says on the side, that's the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin speaks the whole Gemara there about Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is only a Gzeirah the Rabbanon, and still... Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned by the Romans and they just gave him enough bread and water to live on. So he used to take, instead of drinking all the water that they gave him, he used to take the water and he poured the water on his hands to wash until he was dying. And then he had half the amount of water and then he would eat the bread and drink the water. And the Talmud who was bringing in the food every day didn't know what the Rabbi Akiva was doing. He used to bring him the food and he went out. So one day the Talmud came in and the cup was half empty when he brought it in. So Rabbi Akiva said, so now I have nothing to drink. So he said, what do you mean you have nothing to drink? Yeah? So he said, no, every day I take the pitcher and I use half of the water to wash until they're dying. And then I only have a half a pitcher to drink. Today I'm going to have to use all the water to wash until they're dying. And I have no water. I said, in order to eat the bread, and I have no water to drink. So the Talmud says, what do you mean wash until they're dying? Yeah, you're going to die from starvation. You don't wash. He said, no. He grabbed it, die from starvation, then die. By Torah Gedi, Yishachen HaNachash, because but that's what he said, that he'd rather die from starvation than die from violating the Yisra de Rabbanu. So the Gemara says that this is a general din, because for Gera Yishachenu Nachash. The Gemara says it doesn't mean a Nachash will bite him. The Gemara says that it means a Chidya de Rabbanu, the rabbinical snake will bite him. It means that one who violates an Avera, the Chachamim will give a curse, and that curse will cause him, may cause him to die. That's the Nachash. The Nachash is a Kololah, doesn't it? In fact, in the Rishonim, we use Nachash as a Rosh HaTevis, Nidui Cheirim Shamto. But there is Nachash. It's because there is Nachash, and Nidui Cheirim Shamto is the first Mishnah. So the Gemara asks over here, since this is a universal din, it's a general din, that whoever violates the Gzeirah d'Rabbanon, if you shachen unachash, is maishna b'chol duchta gulat tani chai misa, maishna av nesani chai misa. Why does the Bryce only mention it over here? In Gan Shat, you have Zerif the Rabbanon, you have Bata b'chol of the Rabbanon, if you have place you can milk it together that wasn't cooked together, You don't make 6,000 stones. And then it says, Torah Gede, Shechem, and Nochos, never makes a big fight. The Gemara in Erevin tells the whole story about Rebbe Akiva, so they have the whole argument. All the Dinim that are born, they never spell out whoever violates this is Chayim Isra. So the Gemara gives two suggestions why the Brisa especially mentions it over here. Ibai Sen Yishim Dikrai Nishina, because it's what you really be nervous about over here. Because this is a hashash kareh, this is a real hashash, that in the evening people are tired from the whole day's work, and they may forget, they'll fall asleep, so they may violate this thing. So that's why this there that I've done is more serious than others. That's why we spell out, that's why we mention Chayim Nisa. And Achanami, Chayim Nisa and all is there that I've done. But we mention it here because this one is more of a hashash. The boy is saying, the Brisa means to say, even if a person already said to Yashma, but so he was yaitzeh the chiyuv derais, he just didn't daven ma'ariv, so davening ma'ariv is a machlokes, whether tefillas aves reshus or tefillas aves chayus. If you don't tefillas aves reshus, if yesh gefelos, so he slept for the night, so he didn't daven, so he didn't do his optional mitzvah tonight. So the Gemara says, well, puki nimad daven tefillas aves reshus, kamashma on the chayus. The Brisa wants you to know, so not only do you have to worry about Kriya Shema, you have to worry about tefillah also, and it's parallel. Cholola diba chacham chayim nisa goes on davening, doesn't go so much on the Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is their right, and you know that. And you're not allowed to control Kriya Shema, and whoever violates the Kriya Rabbanon is chayim nisa for his Gerish HaKadim Rabbash. This goes on the importance of davening Myra, the Brisa wants to stress that it's a real Takonat Rabbanon, it's not a Rishu. Machalik is later, but it's Kriya Shema, Rishu is a Chayvo, and the Gemara says this Brisa holds that it's Chayvo. Yes. Machlok is Tosha says later that if you shouldn't understand Rishus means mamish optional. It just means that it's not as strong a chiyuv as other chiyuvs. If you have another real mitzvah, so you should do that mitzvah and forego Meir. But if you have nothing better to do, the guy just wants to watch television instead of davening Meir, that's not a mitzvah chassidus beyond. It's a real mitzvah. It's a chiyuv on a lower level, right? That's what Tosha says. Other Rishonim disagree. Tosha quotes the Baha'i disagree. So even according to Texas, with the Brisa means to say that this is a real strong chiyuv of the Rabbanon, like every din of the Rabbanon, not a lower level of the Rabbanon. It's a real chiyuv of the Rabbanon, like all other din of the Rabbanon. So Derech Agav, the Gemara points out another thing in the Brisa. The Brisa says the person shouldn't go home and eat before he davens Ma'ariv, but rather he should go to shul, and if there's time, if he has to wait till Ma'ariv, he should learn a little bit before Ma'ariv, then he should say Kriya Shema and Davin Meir. So Derech Agav, there are more comments on that. Oh, my Ma'ariv, says in the Brisa, Kori Kriya Shema, whom is follow? First he says Kriya Shema, then he Davin Shema and Esri of Ma'ariv. That's really a Machlekes Amaroi. What should the Seder of Ma'ariv be? Do you first say Shema and Esri, and then say Kriya Shema with the Brachas later? Or do you first say Kriya Shema with the Brachas, and then you say Shema and Esri later? So the Gemara, you say it later, Rabbi Yechanan. This Brisa supports the thinking of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, maybe of the Rabbi Mabor, not only is there need for smichas gula v'tzila by chakras, everybody agrees. The first you say brichas kriya shma, you end up with Kol Yisrael, and then you say shma nesri later. But even by ma'ariv, there's also a need for smichas gula v'tzila. Shuba, maybe disagrees, tzila is the emtza tiknum. He disagrees, he says no, that by ma'ariv is just the reverse order from chakras. First you say the shma nesri, and then you say the kriya shma with the brachas later. So this Christ is the famous, like Rabbi Yechanan. So if you have a Tani Kavos, it's a Rabbi Yechanan. You have Messiah, it's a Rabbi Yechanan. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan. The din should be like Rabbi Yechanan. First you have Kriya Shema with the Brocha, and then you have the Shema Nesu, because we pass from that you do need Smichas Gubu with Tzimu.
We should maybe, when he says Tzimu's dancer.
That what? Yeah, usually, yes.
Yeah.
Basis has a cloud. Usually, whenever Rabbi Shimon Levi says something, you follow his opinion, even against Rabbi Yechanan. And here there's an exception to the rule because we have a brisa.
Right.
Yeshai leder Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Basis is going to discuss. By Ma'ariv, we don't have smichas gula l'tzila. The Gemara asks the Kashi, we don't have smichas gula l'tzila. We recite Hashkiveinu. After Gula Yisrael, so the Gemara answers Hashkiveinu is gula l'tzila. But the Gemara says that's not a violation of smichas gula l'tzila. But Yirei Neinu, the whole Tzukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, all those Tzukim, that doesn't appear in the Gemara, so how can you say that? And how can you say the Kaddish? Shachos, you don't say Kaddish. Isn't all this a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tzila? That's what Tosfos works on over here.
since the din, that's what says Zomer of Yech Nezeh B'Lal Vavro, as it says, Rana Shalom, Am Yireinenu, Tzukim Acheir Vachar Hashtivenu, isn't that a violation of Smith's Vuvu L'Tzilu? And it says this, that whatever the Hachonim are Mishakein, Hesnish can have this. Let's say you say Havdollah, you're not sure if that's Hashi. You say Kiddush, you say Havdollah, they say Berkei Havdollah, so drink the wine. No, you don't drink. I remember once in Yeshiva, they had one of the Bokhams say Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah. It's like I should have. He didn't know how you say Kiddush. They said Kiddush and he started drinking the wine. You're not supposed to say, gotta say Shachyorah, you gotta say Kiddush, other things. No, he said Barfi Abbas and he started drinking the wine. They said he holds like the Rosh is Kasha. So the Rosh is a Kasha. When you say Barfi Abbas, so drink the wine, how are you mafsik? No, if you're mafsik, you can say Barfi Abbas and drink. You gotta say, oh, forget it, Barfi Abbas. So what are we doing? Especially when you say Havdolah, let's say Yonza falls out on a Tzai Shabbos, Rosh makes it a bigger Kasha. They say Yain Kiddush, may Havdolah's man. And if it's Sukkot, you say Leisha Batsukko also, so you say so many brothers. You say so many brothers, that's the Berkei Avraham, and how come it's not a Hefzik? Yeah. So the Rosh answers, whatever the Chacham of Mesakim, that's not called a Hefzik. They're different to Rutim and Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that brothers are not a Hefzik. A brother is never a Hefzik. Even the Chacham are not Mesakim, a brother is not a Hefzik. Right, that's how Rabbi Zalman Nelson suggested that the Shaloh HaKadosh gives the reason of the Kabbalah, why we don't recommend that women should drink Kabbalah. But he said that he has the reason of the Nigla, why we shouldn't allow women to drink Kabbalah. Because the only reason why the Bracha of Barim and Stomach, Barim and Eroation of Dollar, doesn't constitute a Hefzik is because Kach Tiknu Chachamim, that's what the Rosh's answer is, that's the Chachamim of Chachamim. But there is a dispute in the Rishonim whether women are obligated to recite Havdol. The Unifil women are not obligated, but they want to volunteer on their own. Fine, they can volunteer. But how can they be mocked to between the Zorik Pri'abuffin and the drinking of the wine? If there is no Chachamim Chachamim for them, so should constitute a Hefzik. This is one opinion in Rishonim. We don't box them like that opinion. We pass the Mikra'ad in, women are Chayiv and Havdol. But since there is an opinion in Rishonim, women are not Chayiv and Havdol, that they're going to drink the wine, relying on the original Zorik Pri'abuffin, it'll be a Hefzik. Yeah, but let's say they won't rely. The husband will drink the Havdolah based on his birthday Havdolah. And then the wife will say her own birthday Havdolah and drink it. So that, you have to come out to reason on the Kabbalah. That's not Alfi Nigla. But if the Zama gave the Talmud Alfi Nigla, if the woman wants to rely on this bracha birthday Havdolah and that was recited at the beginning of the Havdolah, she shouldn't do that because you should be cautious for the opinions that women are not Mukhiyyah and Havdolah. But since they're not Mukhiyyah, so the bracha that she says to me will constitute Havdolah. So how can they drink? How can they? What do you mean?
Once you have it, you make Havdolah. But there's also a woman out of weed, it also should be Havdolah.
You said they shouldn't drink the wine. So what's the answer? The answer is, even though the women are not Mukhiyyah, even if once you assume women are not Mukhiyyah, but if they're volunteering to say they're volunteering according to the Takana Chachan. So it's again not Havdolah. Right now is the time. That was Rav Shneur Kotler had a taina. Rav Shneur Kotler was the grandson of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. He had this taina against Rabbi Zalman. But the pashtus is, since there was such a takanas chacham, even if he said that women are not mukhiyah, but if they volunteer, the galabon of that takanas chacham, so shouldn't constitute that. He thought he had a chacham every time people get married. That under the chuppah, the thing is that you give the wine to the chacham and you give the wine to the kallah. So many pashtus say that the bracha of Eretzin only applies to the chassan. It doesn't apply to the kallah. None of Yehuda has a topic about that. And the topic, what if the chassan is deaf and the kallah can hear? That I was just recently at a wedding. The chassan was totally deaf and the kallah could hear a little bit. So the Messiah Kedushin said the bracha. So the shayla is, can he say the bracha? He can't say the bracha on behalf of the chassan. The chassan doesn't hear, so there's no shenei kaina. Can he say the bracha on behalf of the kallah? Does the chassan belong to the kallah or not at all? Only belongs to the chassan. We assume, doesn't belong to the chassan or the kallah, even if they both there. We assume that somebody should say the bracha. That's why we say the bracha, even if the couple is getting married is not religious at all. They don't believe in anything that we're saying. So what do you mean I'm saying the bracha for the chassan? I was like, right, Tafnish. He doesn't believe in Kishanam and the Tzivah. So we assume that the bracha, like Taisa says, the bracha belongs to the tzibur, it doesn't belong to the chasam of the kala. But if one should assume that it's like the Rambam and the Rabban hold that it belongs to the chasam, it's a bracha mitzvah, so then that Yehuda has that topic, that it only belongs to the chasam, or can it belong to the kala as well? Because the mitzvah to get married perhaps is only on the chasam. Maybe the women are chasam from Tiridim, at least they're not mechayiv to get married either. That's what Shneer Kotler says, that it's an effect that under the chuppah we give the wine to the kala to take a sip of. Why aren't we concerned about this hefsek? You see, that even if the chachamim weren't mistaken it for her, but since they're mistaken such a thing, as this is Erickson, so it's not considered a hefsek, even for the one that's not mostly just volunteers for this. The same should be by other girls.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You use them in the middle of a bracha. You use them in the middle of a bracha. Yeah, that's true. You can't say the chachamim won't mistake him. The chachamim would never mistake him if you use them. That's the shaila later in the period. The Mishnah says that Machu Shama Lahara, Kenem Hashem Lekatzim. Machu Shama Lekatzim, Kenem Hashem Lahara. But the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah sounds like you're not permitted to make a short bracha long. The Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph of an Aleph. Second line from the bottom. Up from Shem LaHarach and LaShem LaKatzeh. And LaKatzeh ain't LaShem LaHarach. If you have a short bracha, you're not allowed to make it long. So Shem LaShem LaKatzeh says, in this mission you see, but you're not permitted to recite any tibutim in the middle of a bracha that adds on. And Taisa says that it's not so. Taisa over there speaks about adding on Dibar Mas Balachat Aruch Adachat Tzara. The Taisa says that sometimes they add on such long tibutim that you make the bracha many times longer than it was originally. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim, if you add on to the bracha. Those Rishonim hold that you may add on, it's not considered a hefsek. You're just adding on more to the bracha. In this case, you're talking about adding on something not in the bracha. Adding on after the bracha. Adding on something after the bracha. It's going to be mafsik in the middle of the Shmoneh. So yes, you're a shus. Yes, how do you ask the shus to be mafsik in the middle of the Shmoneh? Right, yeah. What's the good of it? No, the Gemara says that Ashkenen is a good of it. The Gemara says that. Ashkenen is a good of it.
But it speaks about
who? This is a major machlokes. There is a thing, you're not permitted to be mastic between the Shayyad and Shogar. The Gemara says here. You're on the end of the Mishnah statement. You put on Shayyad, you're not supposed to talk to the people. Talking between them, you have to say another bracha on the shoulder, the next bracha. So the shayla is what happens every day. The brother put on the shoyad, and someone's saying kaddish. Or other people come so late, they're already saying baruch or kedusha, whatever. They're saying kaddish after musaf. Whatever they're saying. The guy's putting on thriller, and they're saying something. Is he allowed to answer or not? Some shayla say, of course, we do it all the time. What yak not? He said, well, yak often. And then he says, another bracha, another bracha, another bracha, another bracha. They should have simply keep on saying more brachas. Until he drinks the wine, I would happen to have to say, the answer is, I broke his mishkehet. I broke on the Eishmeh. That's all the that's not a head. And we don't pass him like that. We pass him like the Rosh says, that the reason why Yaknah is Yayin Kiddush Me'al Dollar's money, the reason why I try to have it, because that was the Takana Kahan, but the answer on the Eishmeh or Baruch of Kiddush in the middle of the Mikul Shoyad Shalosh, that's not a Takana Kahan. So that would be a hefsek. See, that's what we assume is the correct answer. Whatever the Chachamim are mistaken doesn't constitute a hefsek. So that's a big machlokes that we're saying. When the Gemara says later, the Gemara says by Shachris, they say, go out Israel, and then you start right away to an answer. So that's literally Smicha's Gula Latzila. By Meirez, you insert Hashkiveinu, and you can go out Israel, that's one answer. How come? So the Gemara says, Gula Latzila. Even the Skina Abon, Gula Latzila. What does that mean? So Sar Mishanim interprets, all it means is whatever the Chacham HaMitzaken is not called a hefsek, and if it's not a hefsek, then the Mele, that's called Smichas Gula Latzila. You shouldn't say that Smichas Gula Latzila means Mamish Tomuch, and even if something is obviously not called a hefsek, but it's not Tomuch, no. If it's not a hefsek, then it's called Smichas Gula Latzila. Another Mishanim is saying, no, what does that help?
Yeah.
Well, the Rosh that said over there, whatever the Chacham HaMitzaken is not called a hefsek, that's just the only word about hefsek. Mastik Zion. But over here, what is it going to help to say Kaktik to Chachamim? But he's still not Tichas, Domach is still not Tichas Gula Richter. So that's what the Rabbi Eliezer says, no! Hashkidein is Gula Richter means literally Gula Richter. What does it mean, Gula Richter? It's an extension of Gula. How is it an extension of Gula? They quote some. Medrash, I think, that when the Makis Bukharis occurred on Pesach Chai, in the Bukhari, the first one of them was trying, was dying almost, so the name souls were very nervous. They were promised that nothing was going to happen, but they were nervous because people were dying all over the place. So they were dominating to the Rabbani from Hashkilein, Hashem, Keno, Shon, Havdin, Lachar, Shun, Shon, Shon, Hashkilein, and so on. He should give us, he should make sure that we go to sleep in peace and we wake up in peace. So that was, roughly speaking, that was the Nusra Hashkilein that they recited at the time of Makkah's Bukhari's Hashkilein, Shalaylo, and Rav Pesach. So we continue to recite such a Nusra Hashkilein similar to the Nusra that they said. And that's why it's called Gula Arichto, because that's what they shared at that time. At the time of the Gula, they said such a Nusach like Hashkilein. So the Rabbi Yoyin understands Gula Richter literally. That means literally it's considered an extension of the Gula. It's called a Chemek of the... So you have Smith of Gula with you. And the other Rishonim say it doesn't have to be... You don't have to literally understand Gula Richter of Tipshuta. It just means whatever the Chachon and Mitzaken is not called a Hefzik. And the Rabbi Yoyin apparently knows that's not enough to say that it's not called a Hefzik. It's not called a Hefzik, but it's Gula Smicha. You have to make literally that it should be Gula Arichta. So that's why Tejas asked, what's the story with the Yirei name? What do you do with that? That's taken to the Gemara. Why isn't that a Hefzik? Because he says, Yirei, hold on, it's Kinole Rabbanon. Since the Chachamim were Misakene, which Chachamim? And the Gemara doesn't say. Post Tamir, since it was introduced by later Chachamim, Havalei Ki Gula Arichta, but Kinole Mizesh, and what in the world did they introduce? What's the purpose? So it says, the Gemara says that the shul were on the outskirts of the city. So when they're going to daven Ma'ariv, if someone came a little late to shul, they came on time, but they daven so fit, and he's going to daven slow. So everyone's going to leave the shul, and he's going to be left there by himself. He's going to have to walk home in the dark by himself. He's going to be afraid of the mazikim. They may be real mazikim, they may be imaginary mazikim, whatever, so the guy's going to be hurt. So they're always interested in having everybody accompanied home. People should have to walk home. The Tzitzis claims later they give a different reason. Now they say that the reason why they introduced the Baruch Hashem Le'olam Alon Yomein is that the Tzitzis Kach, whoever came later, whoever davened slowly, should leave that Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Otherwise it's not going to work. Whoever comes later, whoever davened very slowly, should leave that Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So he will finish. Or like, whatever, he'll finish my, he'll be able to go home with everybody else. Sure. The Tzitzis says that they were Misakin. Who was Misakin? Post commuted. The Chachamim were Misakin. So you can't say that this is a Gula. It's nothing to do with Gula at all. The Tzitzis says, just like the Gemara says, whatever they were Misakin, it's Gula Richto. So this is also not a Hefzik. So they're obviously understanding. Whatever the Chachamim were Misakin, it's not a Hefzik. Not like the Rabbi Yonah learns that it means not a Gula Richto. The major dispute later, the major dispute, the Gemara has the same kasha. How can we say Hashem Svasa Shiftach? The Gemara says, when you start the Shmoneh, you have to start Hashem Svasa Shiftach. The Gemara says, it's going to be a violation of the Mitzvah Gula and Tefillah. The Gemara says, it goes on Musaf, it goes on Minchah. It doesn't go on Shachar Samayrav. The Gemara says, it's not true, the Gemara says on Shachar Samayrav also. And the Gemara says, you need Mitzvah Gula and Tefillah, Shachar Samayrav. So I, Hashem Svasa Shiftach, is a Hefzik. And the Gemara says, it's a Chachamah Misakinet, it's Ketila Lichta Danya. So what does that mean? Ketzila lichta damya. You can learn two pshat. You can learn either it's an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, just like the Rabbeinu Yehuda learned that Tashkidei was mamash achelik of gula, literally kigula lichta. Why is it? Because that bracha was the tefila that Rabbeinu Yisrael recited at the time of Matzah Tzvot. You can say, you know, for the Chachamim on the Sakei, the Shemoneh Esrei begins with the word Hashem Svasa Tzitzah, and it doesn't begin with Baruch Ata Hashem. And it doesn't end with Hamurach Ata Mishav HaShalom, it ends with Yehu HaRatz, so the Gemara says it goes together. You have to say Hashem Svasa Tzitzah before the Shemoneh Esrei, and Yehu HaRatz after the Shemoneh Esrei. So some Rishonim understand that it means that this is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Kach, that the Mishnah Berurah writes that he thinks that if a person does the Shemoneh Esrei, and he didn't say Hashem Svasa Tzitzah at the beginning, or he didn't say Yehu HaRatz at the end, he thinks that you're not the Eitzah. He left out a line in the Shemoneh Esrei. He left something out. If you, let's say, a person says Shemoneh Esrei, he's Mekatzah of Bracha. So he's right to the end if he's Mekatzah. He is. What do you mean Mekatzah? He left out the whole opening line? Left out the whole thread? He didn't say anything to the curse? And other Rishonim say, no, that it doesn't mean that. That even the Tzkinah Rabbanon, it's Ketzila and Nishtah Tzami, all it means is whatever the Hachamah of Mekatzah doesn't constitute a Hefzik, but not that Hashem says that Tzitzach is an Etzim Chedek of the Shemoneh Esrei. Not that Yehu HaRatz is an Etzim Chedek of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not. It's Tachanun and Achat Tzvi Lossos. That's the Machlekes in Rishonim Mefurish. That's the Machlekes. Let that person, when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, wants to say private Tachanun. He has a Tzoreh, Parnassah, he has a Chayla, he has a Shidduch for his children, whatever he's nervous about. He wants to say the kind of Tzoreh Shemoneh Esrei. the Muslim said it better than someone else. So when should he say the yield of the Rasa? Should he say it right after I'm about the family talk about Shalom? And then he says, Yul HaRatzayim, and then he says, Tachamurim. What do you say? No. You should say, Yul HaRatzayim, till after all of the Tachamurim. He says, Yul HaRatzayim at the end of everything. So that's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Raizit. The Rashba has, quote, the Raizit and the disagrees. And it's because of that machlokes that the Madana Yomtif on the bottom of the Rosh is a period that's written by the Taisus Yomtif. It was originally called the Madana Melech. And then his enemies marched to the government that he's murdered the Malchus, so he killed his sefer Madani Melo. So he had to sit in jail for a while, and then he had to change the name of the sefer to Madani Yomtif. That was his name, of Yomtif. So he called him Madani Yomtif. So the Madani Yomtif, he points out this machlekes to Rashba in the Raizit, where he should say Yul HaRatzayim right after the Rosh Hashanah, so Bar Shalom, because that's part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Oh no, Yul HaRatzayim is Tachanun and Machat Tfilot, so that should be the final Tachanun and Machat Tfilot. If you want to say a lot of other Tachanunim, a lot of other Bakashas, this should be the final of the final. This should be the last of all. So the Madani Yonta, the Magen Avraham quotes this Madani Yonta, because they all quote in the Madani Melech. The Shach always quotes the Madani Melech. It has the original faith. Men, my men, Madani Melech. So the Magen Avraham quotes also the Madani Melech writes that that's why he recommends you should say twice. And some of the Shizur not like that. In order to be able to both cheaply, so you say, Yil the Rosh right after Anu Baruch Hashem Yisrael, most of the Shizur don't have it like that. I think the Archimedes, the Shizur, the Shizur have it like that. Yeah. That's the Madani Yomtif Chumrah. He says, to be able to the Shita, both be shining, so you say that concept twice. So you say, right after Anu Baruch Hashem Yisrael, Baal Shalom, you say, Yil the Rosh Hashem Yisrael, to satisfy the Shita, the Shalom, you say that it's an integral part of the Shema Yisrael. And then you should repeat it again later after you finish all the Tachanunim. The other Rishonim hold that this should be the final Kina that you say after all the Tachanunim. So you should say it at that time. And that's the same Achlekes. How do you understand this statement that the Gemara says, Kigula Arichta Damya or Ketzila Arichta Damya? Tzila Arichta means literally, it's an etch mechelik of the Tzila? No, not necessarily. It just means that it's Kina that you recite before and after the Tzila? Taisus is going to ask with the Kaddish. Taisus here. It's going to be shared. What do you do with the Baruch Hashem Le'olam? And what do you do with the Kaddish? So Taisus says the Baruch Hashem Le'olam, since it's Takor of Chachamim, so it's not called the Hesed. But it's not a Tzila Arista, it's not a Gula Arista. It's a Tzila. So some Rishonim, I think, do say that. Some Rishonim say there are different explanations why the later Chachamim introduced this Baruch Hashem Le'olam. The Taisus over here says it was introduced in order that the late comer shouldn't have to go home all by himself, that the minyan should take a little longer and he should leave out Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and then they should walk him home. And Taisus... Right, that's what he did. The Gemara says about him, I think, that the reason why they introduced Morgan Ovoy is exactly this reason, because the shuls were outside. So he asked for a good kasha. Why did they have to introduce a trunk right before the Shemoneh Esrei? They should have introduced it after the Shemoneh Esrei. That would seem to indicate, like the other Rishonim said, that they introduced Baruch Hashem Le'olam Dimkoi as a substitute for the Tfilos Arvus. Either it was a shoot originally, or at the time that they weren't allowed to talk about, whatever it was, and they substituted Baruch Hashem Le'olam that has 18 Askarans, that has 18 Yatsukim, that have 18 times Shem Hashem mentioned, to negate the 18 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. So if you say like that, then some Hashem says, yes, Michal Zvulun Asil. Since the Baruch Hashem Le'olam was introduced as a substitute for the Shemoneh Esrei, so perhaps the Yates is Michal Zvulun Asil. Yeah, if you say like that, it's Michal, but that's not what Tzitzit says.
No, but why
wouldn't
you have
an equivalent of Friday night? Equivalent of Friday night to say something else instead of the Shemoneh Esrei? Before? I don't know. Well, Shem is not a substitute for the Shemoneh Esrei. There is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether you should...
If
they did, because they should have introduced something else as a substitute for this measure, like all week long. They introduced Baruch Hashem Le'olam.
Well, you know, it should be more...
I don't know. They're good to catch. I don't know. It's rather a mystery. No one knows exactly when the Baruch Hashem Le'olam was introduced.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you want the people like it, it's coming late to marriage. You come to UNESCO with a mission. So they wanted, the, what he's trying to say is that the group of which they wanted people to dive into UNESCO together. It's just, we
had
a I said, everybody's already there by marriage. It's just a question of somebody staying a little longer, a little shorter.
I don't know.
But this solution is
fine.
So I'm not right we should stand up for Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because if it's introduced as a substitute for this manner. And the Taz, right, the Taz kind of Dafki, you should sit, because if you'll stand, then you'll be Yotzei Ma'ariv, then you won't be able to Darshan on Esek. So it's a Dafki, you should sit when you say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So you shouldn't be out this one. No, he's going to say, the kindness of the Shodomiro. He's going to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Rabbi Melo says you should say twice, you have to write the one answer on the Rosh Hashanah, Yisrof HaShalom. Maybe to satisfy that opinion that that's how you have to conclude this one answer. It's an integral part of the
question. But if you conclude this, if you hold it, you have to conclude this one answer, that's why they're not allowed to say Tachnunim afterwards.
No. Let's say you hold otherwise that this one answer is finished with Hamur Rosh Hashanah, Yisrof HaShalom. So you're still permitted to say Tachnunim after the
Rosh Hashanah. No, not a private person. That's a private person. Tachnunim has to be given one answer or something like that. Like I said before, you have to put it in doing the Shemanesha. You have a choyd of the bias. You have to put it in. You can't take after the Shemanesha.
No, because you can't take after the Shemanesha. Why does that happen? Why does this happen? You insert it in the middle of the proper bracha. So you have to say the kids. Let's say a guy has a lot to say. Has a lot of choyd. Because he moved on. Has a lot of sarab. So then he works the other rabbi. You can take after the Shemanesha. Even a long Shemanesha. As long as he wants, he can add on. If he wants that in the middle of the bracha, it cannot be too long. It has to be the kids. After the Shemanesha, he may add on. That's another thing. That calls on the person, even if the person finished saying the tchinas, but he didn't step back 3 steps, he's still considered only the lefnei amelach. It's another tchina. Morgan Avram says, is the one who comes up with that. Morgan Avram says that Hashem says it should be said b'lachas. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. The Chazan says, say Hashem says it tips of the lachas. Then Mishnah Berurah asks this question to be our lachas. He's mistaken, but Hashem says it tips of his ma'akid or not. Is it an etim? He presents that challenge. Is it an etim chelik of the Shema? Esmei or not? But then he clears. He doesn't quote the right when they're right. He'll argue the same issue about that. Little quote. But then he asks, this question is, you should say that Tzad that he raised. That if a person davened Shemona Esrei and left out Hashem so it's given it was not Yaitu, but he had it. Why? Because it's an Esrei, Chaylik of the Shemona Esrei, the market, so how come the Chazan says it's a Laka, that's what he is? So he answers, that's what from Dan, you see from the Magen Avraham, that there is no requirement that the Chazan should say the whole Shemona Esrei, the Kol Rom. He only says those parts of the Shemona Esrei, the Kol Rom, that are relevant for the people. Hashem so says, Tisach is a Fakosher, so the Rabbani Shemona should give him the craft to daven, see Agit and Yosefo. So that, since it's not relevant to the tzibur, so that he can take a lot. That's how the Mishnah Berurah pronounces that cash. And other Akharim disagree. Other Akharim said the Kaf HaChaim quote that many Spartish Shekelas have followed that result. That he said he should adopt his tray, Hashem Tzotz has discussed the call of
Rav.
And how do you save the cold? The Nariza, yeah, they all take Nariza to save the cold. There are some mad signs like that. There are some mad signs that you see from all the Rishonim and all the Gaidim that they hold master, that the Chazan has to say, that's good to call up. Because the Rishonim say later in Brochus, and what happened when the person davened for an Esther and forgot to say Yahweh the Yahweh Amr is Chodesh? So the dinner, he has to daven off his head. But what happens if he finished Ishmael Esther before the Chazan begins the Chazan of Hashem? So he should, he doesn't have to repeat Ishmael Esther, the Gemara says, he can stand with his feet together and listen word by word to what the Chazan says, and he'll be at the Chazan HaShad, he'll be at the Ishmael Esther with the Chazan HaShad. So he has a kashi, the Chazan is not going to say Hashem is called the Tifa, so how does he get to the Chazan HaShad? So there are some next times on the Rambam, he'll see what you see from the Rambam and Texas and all the Rishonim, it's stuck in the Gemara later on, you see from all the Rishonim where they talk, but they all know that the Chazan has to say the Hashem is called the Tifa HaShad. Unless you say that it's not Miyakibriyad. Unless you say, but if you say like that, same Shaila, same Shaila. In Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan doesn't say Yul Ratzon at all. Once he finishes my answer, he doesn't have to say Yul Ratzon. Yes. And then the Magen Avraham goes to the Achrayim who disagree with the Machabe. They say, no, that the Chazan should say Yul Ratzon. What's the issue? Oh, the Pashtun. Oh, so, but that's the Shaila. If the Machabah holds the Chazan doesn't say at all, doesn't say Yulei Ratzon at all, why? Obviously he's working on the assumption that Yulei Ratzon is only Tachmir or Masach Chilos. Not I, but the Gemara says, Yitzhila, this is the Damya. So it's Lamdak, it just means whatever the Chacham or Masach in is not a Heptis. The Gemara says it on Hashem Kol Tatisa. It's not a Heptis, but it really is the Tachina is Tachmir or Masach Chilos. The Tachmir or Masach Chilos, that's only for Yochid. But once the Chazan finishes the Shmon Esrei, we only appointed him as the Shmiach Tzibah to say Shmon Esrei. We didn't ask him to say Tchina. Unless it's a day on which he says to me, because then he wanted to say to me, he says, Mom, it's Rabbi Gamachem. But otherwise, we didn't ask him to say you're the Rasmus, it's a Tchina. He doesn't say, I'm kind of selfish on me, Ra, so there's no one need to say you're the Rasmus either. Among our own quotes from the Rasmus, I think, from the Shalom HaKadosh, that they disagree with the Machabah, and they say the Chazan should be said, you're the Rasmus. What are they disagreeing with that? He doesn't say, I'm kind of selfish on me, Ra, so I'm not trying to listen to this. And the summer they hold, like that other tribe of the Mishnah Brewer, that's like the other tribe of the Mishnah. That it's considered a chedek and a tzila. Oh, if you hold the chedek and a tzila, does it have to be recited to call Rav or not? So again, so the Mishnah Brura claims that you can't prove anything from the Magen Avraham. Even though the Magen Avraham says that he says, Hashem says it's tzitzah for lachash, it doesn't prove one way or the other. It can even be a chedek and a tzila. So the Mishnah Brura says, who says that the Chazan has to say the whole Chazaret HaShad out loud? There's no. He doesn't have to say every word out loud. It's not a proof. But if you assume like the others including the Mishnah Brura himself, the other Achaz, the Mishnah Brura himself says like that, he says, the Ola Machta Toys, when the Chazan gets to Moedim, so the Chazan says Moedim, roughly, and everybody says Moedim drop on it, so he said it's a Toys, it's Brua, the Chazan has to say every word of the Chazan has to tell that. So it's not the Chalim like that, and he doesn't quote any mocker. He doesn't quote any mocker, he just writes on his own. Yeah. That's what the Rabbi always tied it, like that. Or the Mishnah Brura has in another place, if the Chazan says, yes, that's got a machlek. Let's say on Friday night, when the Chazan says, Mogen Avoy. So when the Chazan says the first rock, he says it out loud, and then he says, okay, say it out loud. What about the little Mogen Avoy speaks over? And then in communities, the whole secret says it out loud, and the Chazan says it softly. So the Mishnah Brura says, no, that's not wrong. It's really a brach of the Chazan says the whole brach out loud. This is the Rav used to be machlek also, like that Mishnah Brura. Or the same thing by the Duchenim. Same thing by the Duchenim. Taisa says later on, when the Kohanim go up to Duchen, so how many years based on a medish, a series, the series of the Taisa's course, that the Chazan says to the Kohanim, Yivarech Echo, and they say Yivarech Echo, Hashem, and they say Hashem. Because it says, Amor Lahem. Because Rav Zayi so, Amor Lahem, that we should say word for word, we should give a tzibah to the Kohanim, Zod Yivarech Echo, and he says Yivarech Echo. You should give a tzibah to Seder. The Gemara has the Atav Tzivoy Amor Lehemani. The Gemara says, you say Kohanim? Kohanim is not a bracha, so that's the Tzivoy. The Medish HaSeret Tzivoy, that's not a Medish in the Sanai, that's not Ruah. You have to give a Tzivoy every single word. Zog Yibarechach, Zog Hashem. So the Shayim is, who says this? Kohanim. Who says Yibarechach HaShem Yishmerach? The Chazan says this. So the Heflik, in the middle of the Chazan HaShem, the Heflik. The Tzivoy says, the Rabbi should say, the Shama should say, the Chazan can say, but in the middle of Shema Esrei, he can't say Kohanim, he can't say Rechavah. Oh, and then the Rabbi Natan says, but if the Chazan is going to say, okay, no, say, say, if he says that whole Nusa, if there's no Kohanim there, then the Chazan says that we can't say anything. So what do you have to say? We can't say anything. So the Kohanim give the Duchy. They don't have to say anything. So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that the meaning of the Zman HaGemara was that the Chazan didn't say Kohanim. Whenever they were Kohanim. A Shaman is the rabbi, someone else said it. Yeah, they're told that's how they do it.
Yeah.
And then the Rabbeinu Tam says, but if you want the Chazan to say, so then the proper thing is that the Chazan should say, they should say a whole sentence or a whole paragraph, so that it doesn't just say Kohanim in the middle of nowhere. The Kohanim should see with the rest of the sentence.
With a lot
of then the question is, if he's adding this onto his one essay, does he have to add it on Dafka to Kol Rom? Because whatever is part of the Chazorah Tashad has to be recited to Kol Rom. Otherwise it's not part of the Shemana Esrei. And you say, no, there is no halacha that he has to add every word of Chazorah Tashad to Kol Rom. It's not necessary. There is the Chazorah Tashad to Pasha. So the Mishnah Brewer quotes from the classical Achrayim doesn't have to say it to Kol Rom. That's the Mishnah Brewer that she talks to in the other place. And he says, you can say Hashem Shemot HaTzitzach and Zedetzach and the Shemana Esrei can say it quietly also. There's no law, you have to say every word of the Shemana Esrei out loud. But Rav Soloveitchik gives the time to Mr. Good, the other place said otherwise. He said, the Moedim, you have to be careful to say every word out loud. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, who are the Nami? Not only Moedim because it's one of the brothers, but whatever is part of the Chazorah Tashad, he's supposed to say out loud. So that's what he thought, that if the Chazim was going to say, okay, we'll say Abishenu, in order to enable him to say the Kohanim and the Yerecha Hashem, the Yishmerecha, he should say the whole of the Kohanim, okay, we'll say it out loud. And he should say, you will write an out loud also, according to that side of Yishmerecha, because that's considered an Esmechem, because it's not Esmechem.
According to the relation,
when the Sefer comes to the Yishmerecha, not really, no. The Yishmerecha said the Pharisees, that the Tzibur, the Gemara of the Babli also says that the Tzibur says the Moedim simultaneously with the Chazan. The Yishami adds on that you should say Moedim the Rabbanim slowly, so that when the Chazan is saying Baruch Adar Shem Lach Muhulo as the Baruch Adar Shem Lach Muhulo Atav Shem Chalachot Noem Ha'odos, the Tzibur should be concluding Baruch Kel Ha'odos. So we should end the same time the Chazan ends. We should end the same time. The Gemara in Sefer raises the question that we have to pay attention to the Chazan when he says this one essay, that we're mumbling, why does the Rabban have to pay attention? But the Gemara proves to me here that he can't pay attention. The Gemara raises the issue that there was a minute in many Tehillahs that when the Kohanim were Duchen, so the people were reciting. They come even with such a practice. The Gemara Abai, the practice was, while the Kohanim were Duchening, so the Tzibur would recite certain Sukkim. The Gemara has a list of all the various Sukkim that the Tzibur would recite, not the same Sukkim that we say in the Siddur, different Sukkim. Well, the whole list of Sukkim that they would say at the time the Kohanim are saying the Bracha. The Yerech Hashem Yishmerech, the Sukkim of Yerech Hashem Yishmerech. So the Gemara says, but you have to listen to the Kohanim, they have to say the Kohanim, you should hear it. If you're going to be mumbling the Sukkim, how can you pay attention to their Sukkim? But the Gemara brings the right and Moedim, just like we say Moedim the Rabbanon, at the same time the Chazan says Moedim the Raisa, whatever you call it, his Moedim in the Shemana Esrei. And we assume that he can pay attention. Why is it called Moedim the Rabbanon? That's what they always say. Why is it Moedim the Rabbanon? The other one is the Moedim the Raisa. So that's what the Beshet is called. Why? It's called Moedim the Rabbanon because it's a likud of all the different Nishchayas that different Rabbanon says. The Gemara in Saito, the Territory of the Gemara is, one Amara used to say one Nusach, one Amara said another Nusach, five different Nusachs. And we recite, look at them in a look who we say all of the Nusachs, and that's why it's so long. So that's why the Beshet, because that's why he's called his Moedim. The Rabbanon, the Moedim of all the Amorites put together. It's not that this is the Rabbanon and that's Moedim there, right? This is a Moedim that's a Likud. The other Moedim is the original Nusach. This is a Likud of many different Nusachs, I think. This was introduced by Leida Chachama. That could be, but that's not the reason that the Beshet is here. Because he writes Masasi Kassu, okay, could be, but he writes a different time, because Masasi Kassu, that is called Leida Zerabon, because it's the Likud of all of the Mishkos that were recited by various Amoroyim. That's why it's called Rabon. Rabon means plural, by many, many Chachamim. It's a composite of many Mishkos. So the Gemara there says, that the people said Moedim the Rabbanon simultaneously with the Chazan reciting his Moedim. I mean, the Shami, the Tzitzis quote says that you should say Moedim the Rabbanon slowly. By other people, they should say quickly, so that they'll end at the same time. Some people have to say quickly, so that they'll end at the same time the Chazan finishes his bracha. Yeah, let's say on Chanukah or on Purim. So the Chazan says a long Alarishim. So according to the Yishami, you should say your Moedim the Rabbanon slowly, so that you can conclude Baruch Kel HaOidai. At the same time, the Kazan finishes Atav Shimcha Rukhanu Alohadu. So Rav Soloveitchik introduced in his shul this practice that the Kazan doesn't begin, he doesn't say Murim simultaneously because he saw that it's not working. The Gemara says, don't worry, it can work. The Gemara promises it's going to work. And you see, the night it doesn't work. The people scream Murim to Rabbanu out loud and nobody can hear the Kazan. The Kazan says softly. But even if he does loud, if you have a lot of people screaming Murim to Rabbanu out loud, they can't hear the Kazan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik introduced. So the Chazan should wait, he should start saying Moidim Atah, Moidim Atah, and he should wait till the Tzibah finishes screaming, but they have to scream with Moidim Rabbanan, and then he should say the race. But it's not that the Ikra did it the way the Gemara describes it in Bava Yerushalmi, that the two are supposed to be recited simultaneously. But if you see it's not working, then you have to the enigma is cooler to finish the whole Shema from the beginning to the end. The word says not from that point to the end. If you're holding at the end, you don't say Shema the enigma to the end. The word says the whole thing from the beginning to the end. Because it's not a Shema enigma. That much is not true. This is the machlokes that we show them have on this Gemara, yes, where the gula arist and fila arist is to be taken literally. So Tesis doesn't take it literally. Tesis just says whatever the Hakonim on Meshachim is not a Hetzri. So since they had a good reason to be Meshachim, Yirei Reina with the 18 Sukkim, so it's a Takonim. Whatever is a Takonim is not a Hetzri. Yeah. But then Tesis is going to ask, so what's with the Kaddish? What's with the Kaddish? Tesis says, Allah is not there from the Bryce and the Silate. Even though usually he talks like Rabbi Shulba Lazy, even when he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan, but over here, there's a place that's supposed to have a chen pasuk halacha zeh. And now there's a tzadik, so they said, in Kenish, Mizor, Shalom, Lashap, you shouldn't be mafsik, then you'll be honest, the Shemana Esh. And then they have the Kaddish. What do you do with Kaddish? How come you say Kaddish in between? Shachris, you don't say Kaddish. Yes, how could they do Mishakim? What do they do? Mishakim Kaddish. If I don't say Mishakim Kaddish, I'll shop. The answer is no, we'll be half-sick. They're not supposed to be misakin about Kaddish. So why would they misakin Kaddish by Ma'ariv? That's the discussion. You have to say, there are Amram Pireish, Mashan Amram Kaddish, Ben Gula Latzilas Arvit, and the Shachmi Tidon, is in order to demonstrate the Yashminon, the Labinon, Smichas Gula Latzilas. To demonstrate that you don't need Smichas Gula Latzilas, and so Latzilas Arvit is Shus. What's the best Latzilas Arvit is Shus? The Tesis makes a Lashitasa over here. That later it says with Kamon Chav Zayin on the base is a machlekes Satanayim, where the Tzila Tzavis is sure is a Tzila Tzavis Chayim. And then the Gemara says there's a machlekes Amarayim also, and they're missing a couple of names there. The base is had it used to there, there is a machlekes Rav and Rav Yechanan, where the Tzila Tzavis is sure is a Tzila Tzavis Chayim. We don't have all of that. And the side of the Gemara they add on such a good, we don't have all that anymore. The Tzavis claims, it must be that this is what she taught them. Here is the Machlekes of Yerchan Rabbi Shul the lady, what he needs to do with the Tzilin. Here is the Machlekes with the Tzilin, so obviously Shul is not. The Mazdi of Yerchan is the Shita Sai. And Rabbi Shul the lady must do the Shita Sai. Rabbi Yerchan holds that Tzilin Tzavis is a Chayva there and Dachal Zayin on the day. So therefore he holds that you have to have Smichas Gula the Tzilin. And if you hold that Tzilin Tzavis is Shul, then of course you don't need Smichas Gula the Tzilin. What is this? What does this have to do with anything? The Gemara explains what the issue is. The Gemara doesn't say one word about this. The Gemara says, what's the issue as to whether you need Tzichas Gula Tzvila by Myrit? So the Gemara says, because at the time of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, Makas Bechores was in the middle of the night. And that's the time of Chatzoris Paragim, the official declaration of freedom. So the Bnei Yisrael said, I let you go free. But they didn't leave in the middle of the night because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I ate these from Tessa Pesach Vekas. So they both told them not to leave. So they waited till the morning and that they left. So the full Yitzchias Mitzrayim was in the morning. And at night time was the Haskalah, was an Haskalah of the Gula. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, whether Haskalah of Gula is also counted as a Gula that you should require Michas Gula the Tzvila. Today as a Zechas of the Gula that they had Balayla at that time. Oh no, the Haskalah of Gula doesn't count. Doesn't count. So the Gemara doesn't say that the Shaila is what he needs. But the Tzvila Tzavis is sure that Tzvila Tzavis is lavish. It's more than the Dikush Shaila. More than the Shaila is where the Gula Balayla counts on you. What if Tzvila introduces a Lula Shitasa and counts on a Lula Shitasa? No, so the Pshat and Tzvila is like this. If you assume that Tzvila Tzavis, that you mechuyif to Dav Meir, Tzvila Tzavis is a Chayva, and Kriya Shema is a Vada Chiyub, so Kriya Shema is a Tzvila and a Chachom, and a Mitzvila Tzvila is Kriya Shema, so if you mechuyif to say Gula, you mechuyif to say Tzvila, so what's the issue when you have to have Gula Tzvila? So the Gemara says, that's a Shaila. whether Hashkara Sagura was Balaila, so whether Hashkara Sagura is meaningful or not. So even if you, but now, the Rishonim are saying like this, even if you assume that Hashkara Sagura is meaningful, even if you should assume, like Rabbi Yechonah, that Hashkara Sagura is meaningful, it's still a tzad to say that you don't need to do the Gula Tzila if you have a place to daven Ma'ariv. There are two reasons to deny the need for Tzila Gula Tzila. Either the only time it's right to say you need Tzila Gula Tzila is when you have that Gula and you have that Tzila. By Mincha you don't have Tzila Gula Tzila, then you have to say Gula. By Musa you don't have Tzila Gula Tzila. The only time, unless that person is davening Shachar so early, Gemara has laid on that money. The davening Shachar so early is before the Zman Kriyasma, but it's after the Zman Tzila. But then the Gemara says, I'll balance on the essay, then I'll say, clear for what the Prophet says. So Rashi says, what's going to be this little bullet here? If you're not looking even bullet, and you don't need little bullet too, just like by Mincha, just like by Musa, there's no little bullet too. So by Ma'aretz, the speaker of the Chiyas, little bullet too, is only based on a combination of two premises, that Tzila Tzarkis is a Chayko, and that Musa is a Nidhi Tzuka Ula. So the Gemara still puts one half of the story. The Gemara works out one half. Chilat Gula, is it meaningful or should you say no, it's insignificant? It all depends on the Gemara. You ignore the Haskalah. But the Gemara still has to work out the other half that they left the Taisha. Taisha says, if you have a place to die, Ma'ariv at all, of course, I would say, they can't see the Chiyas Gula Gula. You're not here, Chilat is only Chiyas Gula. The Taisha says, even with Rabbi Yechon, you still have to add on another command, that if Rabbi Yechon and Lishita, so the Rabbi Yechon holds over there, and comes back to the Chalibah, therefore, he can say that you have a chiyas nisul gula tzila. But since we pass from tzila tzaris we should, so that's what Abraham is going to say, but maybe we can say that there's a chiyas nisul gula tzila. There's a chiyas gula tzila, it's only a rishus. So Abraham is going, comes out from Askonah, there's no dinus nisul gula tzila. So you have a chiyas too. So Taisha says, how can it be? Taisha Gemara says, you have a bright like Rabbi Yechonah, so how can you pass it against Rabbi Yechonah? How can you have a chiyuv little gula tzila? Should I have a chiyuv flaw to that matter? How can you say you require little gula tzila? And some of the Taisha says, she tells them. If they say that tzila tzaris is shuz, they say, wait, tzila tzaris shuz doesn't mean that tzila tzaris is shuz. It means it's a lower chiyuv than the rabbanim. But it's still a chiyuv than the rabbanim. There are many different levels. The din of the rais, the world of the same, but the rabbanim from the gizof, so it's a din of the rais. Din of the rabbanim, there are many different levels of din of the rabbanim. And some of the Taisha will mean to disagree. That's like this Mishitas. But that's the Hashaira, so if you're not allowed to be Mopsic, if we assume, not like Rav Amram Gwen, he says you pass from Allah, you don't need Smith and Gulfi. So if we hold not so, that there is a Dinah Smith and Gulfi, because there is a Chiyah Tzilo, because Tzilo 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 is not to be taken literally, so how can we say Kaddish? How can we say Kaddish? Mamish Ahefzik, Shakwas we don't say Kaddish. Even though you say Kaddish, you're not allowed to be Mopsic with other things. What's the beer over here? Half of what Rav Amram Gwen says, we do accept. He says, since the Otavish Rishus. That's how it doesn't mean Rishus. It means a Chayva. It's not the same as a real Chayva. What does it mean that you say? And what does it mean Chayva of Amagud? You have to demonstrate. You have to put up a flag. Every night, you have to wave a flag. You should know that if you don't want to die now, you don't have to. It's like the Chazan says Kaddish, and it's like an announcement. Whoever wants to go home, you can go home now. You don't have to give a clap. Whoever wants to go home, can go home. Whoever wants to stand, he just has to tell me, it's not answer. What do you have to lashmiyim to demonstrate? The tzilas tzaris rishus, you have to demonstrate. The Gemara says by benching as I did, that in the middle of the benching you say, "Brother Rachman Shlaim Amein," in order that the workers should know that they have to go back to work. That you shouldn't say, "I pray by me," since it's only the Rabbanan, and they're not supposed to take off time from the boss's hours in order to say harach, in order to say, "I pray by me," in order to say Rachman. It's not a Gemara that they really used to work. They didn't take coffee breaks. So what's over here? They introduced the reciting of Kaddish in order to demonstrate that Tzilas Tzaris is
shuz. That's a filler. The end of the first filler,
what does it mean?
That's what Rashi said. It doesn't mean to demonstrate. He said he thinks that it means like this. When do you recite Kaddish? Whenever you completed a unit. So let's say by Tzuka Dezimri. You finish Tzuka Dezimri, you recite Kaddish. When do you recite Kaddish? You finish the unit. So the Gemara says, either you get play with the beginning three brachas of Ishmael, and then you said, because Kriya Shema before there is a Haribu. And the Midas Chassid is, the Gemara says, the Hashik says, I've got an interest in Korsa, so whoever wants to, can recite the Pesukin and Zimu. That's what Rav Yeshi says, at the end of Shabbos, he says, the Yichalki, and Gomer Yahal of the Chol Yom. And teaching the Gemara, that the Gemara says, it goes on Pesukin and Zimu. And teaching the Gemara, that it's a Midas Chassid. And you see, Pesukin and Zimu is only Midas Chassid, it's not Mikir Adin. When you finish Pesukin and Zimu by Yishtabach, then you recite Kaddish because you finished the Yudin. Now the shayla is when you recite Kriya Shema with the brachas, then you recite the Shmona Esrei, you need little gula tefila. So what it means is that it's one long unit. You need gula tefila. Samach, it's one long unit. But by Meir's place, it says that's what the Rabbanim Gaon means to say. Since Mi'ikar Adin, Birchas Kriya Shema is an absolute kli of the Rabbanim, and Meir's is not an absolute kli. Tefila Tavis Rishus, even if you learn like Tosfos, that Rishus doesn't mean Rishus, but it means it's a lower level Kriya of the Rabbanim. So it's a different unit. It's a different unit. You can't say Mamsha Hemshach like Shachet. Oh, not the same as Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema with the Brachas, also not the same. Kriya Shema is the right to the Brachas, only the Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim on the Sakhi, the Brachas Kriya Shema is part of Kriya Shema. So what's now with the Shmona Esrei of Meir? So the Chachamim had to introduce a Kaddish then, that's what Rabbanim was going to say. Because you finished the unit in davening. You finished the unit, that's more of a Chiyiv the Rabbanim. Now you're going to daven Meir, which is a lower level of the Rabbanim. It's always feeling that it's a Shush, and even though Rasham, you are Lion Chayvot, but still, the Chept of the Zavanim, the Chept of the Shmona Esrei of Meir is still a lower level Chiyiv the Rabbanim. So since you've completed the unit, the Dalacha requires that you have to say Kaddish. Whenever you complete the unit of davening, you have to say Kaddish. And that's what they do. Why do you say that? What after the Kabbalah? That after Mizmah Shef and Mizmah Shef and Mizmah Shef. What's the idea behind the Kaddish of Mizmah Shef and Mizmah Shef? That's only a Kaddish Yosem. Let's say there's no Yosem, so you don't say that. So give the Yosem an opportunity to say another Kaddish. If you don't say the Kaddish and there's no Yosem, then it's not an equivalent of the Kaddish. And each Kaddish is even if there's no Yosem. Yeah, that's the difference. Let's say a guy wants to say Kaddish now. He says a Kaddish. Yes, it's certainly deep. That's the pshat in Tesis. That's why Rav Tesis suggests the one pshat. That Tesis means, Rav Tesis means, not to demonstrate the Tfilot Tavis Rishus. Because if Rishus, then it's considered two different units. So whenever you can, whenever you complete the unit of Tfilot, you're obligated to recite Tavis. We'll have an extra school discussion, maybe another interpretation.